you missed Don and Mike's last show on WJFK,
you missed Jacob's Graceland Security.
You can't shut us down.
We've got a permit to do our broadcast.
You will have to chain me to get me out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live from across from Graceland. We're about to be thrown out of this
noble. Hey, don't touch anything there, pal.
Yeah, that is our property.
Police
protection.
The Elvis Nazis are pulling us away.
Pal, don't touch that microphone.
I am not leaving. Call the police.
I'm talking to you via telephone. What has just happened is a truly ugly moment. As Diana was trying to protect the WJFK transmitter plug from being pulled, these big, burly men threw her out of the way and pulled our plug. Roughed you up a little bit, didn't they, Diana?
Yes, they did. They roughed me up, and I've got burns from them trying to yank wires through my legs. Yeah.
Oh, now this guy's going to tell us to get off the telephone. I guess this is effectively the end of today's broadcast from Memphis. All right, here comes security. You know, I feel like Wolf Blitzer, for God's sake.
Don and Mike, after news, now till 7 p.m. on WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WJFK.
What will I do if you say we're through? I need you to stay, honey.
Afternoon and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
Well, after I had champagne music, I had to learn how to open the bottle. And at first, we tried to do it artificially, you know, with the bottle and everything, and that didn't work too well. Then I had to learn how to do it, and that worked out pretty well, and it works like this.
Angeles, all get down, get funky. Now the lovely Lemon Sister's gonna sing "I Can't Get No Satisfaction." Thank you, girls. That was a bitchin' boss soul. Now let's hear for the brothers in the band. Each and every one of them is a bad mother in his own right. Play that funky music, white boy.
93.5 The Beat, Stella Barber's home of rock and roll and some truly laxative type music from Brian Adams. It's available to you right now as part of the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves soundtrack. You'll have to wait till the beginning of September for an entire brand new album from Brian Adams. But it's on the way, so fear not, Adam Heads. Is that what they call them these days? It's beyond me, IBBW. Good to have you along for a Monday night rock and roll party. Your rock's coming up with the Ultimate Request Hour. If you're looking to pencil in that party itinerary, fill out the agenda, put your schedule together. Let's recommend the party on the patio with the beach and Miller Genuine Draft. That's happening at the Carousel on Thursday. It's Big Time's broadcasting from 4 until 7. $1.50 Miller Genuine Draft cans. And also you can pick up a hot summer island raft for two from Miller. And we'll have plenty of beach freebies for you, too. The grill's going to be fired up. We're looking for another great sunshine, perfect conditions, a definitive beach day, lots of parking, so don't worry. We're looking to gather a crowd, and we'll save a spot for you. That's the Carousel Hotel in Ocean City, 118th Street, Thursday afternoon for the party on the patio.
Just because the sun is going.
I protest. I am not a married man.
Man, can Hawaii get sticky?
Hot time in Florida.
Can you help me, please?
Can we help you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, then I'd like you to check my motor. It whistles.
No blame it.
Grab it, dismantle this whole thing. It might take a whole day.
A day?
Maybe two.
Well, can you lend me a car until you have mine running again?
Well, we'll do better than that. I'll be happy to drive you wherever you want to go.
And why should you go to all that bother?
Because around here I'm known as your very bothering mechanic.
I'm sure you are.
Erica, you have to understand I'm still very much in love with you.
Please, Charlie.
No, Erica, you don't understand. I would kill or die to be with you, baby.
Come on, you have to get over it. You have to get on with your life. You can't just waste your life waiting around for me to come back to you because it's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. All right, I guess I'll just have to move on with my limited Charlie life.
Then you've accepted it.
Well, yes, Erica, I, Charlie, have accepted your total rejection.
I'm so relieved to hear that.
Well, I know it's time to move on to another Charlie adventure.
Well, you've matured.
Well, yes, Erica, I'm all grown up, and I know that I'm an okay guy.
And you are. You know that, Charlie? You are one of the best.
Yeah, that's very kind of you, Erica. You hot tomato, you.
Would you like to go out tonight with me?
Oh, boy, would I. Do they have pizza?
I mean, you could be my escort to the America State fundraiser.
Oh, I've never been to one of those before, but what about that mystery man that you're so in love with?
Charlie, there is no one. Mystery or otherwise.
Oh, yeah, right, Erica. And monkeys are going to fly out of my butt.
Charlie, there really is no other man in my life. Yeah. And if there were, why would I need to make him jealous?
All right. I guess I believe you, Erica. He'd only get jealous if I let you see my thing.
Hi, folks. This is, let me see, I have it here someplace. Ah, yes, Steve Allen. Let's see, what are my credits? Well, DJ, unemployed author, actor, songwriter, and the only man alive who knows what the hell Shirley MacLaine is talking about. That's starting to worry me. But, be that as it may, I'm here to talk to you about a new line of Steve Allen jams and jellies.
As my friend Arnold Schwarzenegger would say, hasta la vista, baby.
I'm not going to take any sleazy questions like that from CNN. I am very disappointed to hear such a question of me, and I will not respond to it. I haven't responded in the past, and I think it's outraged, but nevertheless, in this kind of screwy climate we're in, I accept it, but I don't like it, and I'm not going to respond. I didn't say it's a lie.
Would you please be quiet and let me finish? Would you please shut up and sit down?
Harry and Barry's attorney, Kenneth Mundy, flatly denies the allegations.
Mr. Barry denies any sexual irregularity and any impropriety with any visitor.
recognize any breach or violation or infraction of the rules and regulations of the institutions governing visiting or other conduct.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P.I.G. pig.
Fair!
Sorry, Quaid. Your whole life is just a dream.
If I'm with me, who the hell am I?
Beats me. I just work here.
We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it. We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it.
These guys here is pretty cool. This is a cool station. These guys is cool, you know. They blue-eyed soul brothers. They all right, you know. They pay off, but they get well.
Governor Clinton is on television playing the saxophone. And Vice President Quayle is trying to figure out how to spell potato.
Bless us, O Lord, for these thy gifts which we're about to receive. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of no food, I will fear no hunger. We want you to give us this day our daily bread, and to the republic for which it stands, and by the power invested in me, I pronounce us ready to eat. Amen.
When you think about actually consuming a rodent, a diseased bacteria-infested mouse, and you know, swallowing it, the humor kind of leaves you.
Hi, this is James Brown. And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown. But my advice to them is the first, get a good education. Then pursue a career. Don't be a dropout. Join the rest of your friends that are headed back to school.
Silent night, holy night, jingle bells, walking in a winter wonderland. How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out. Duh! I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases. Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends. Ah!
They're at it again.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
Well, it's almost worse this way. Just hear them.
Come on, squeal.
Ken Stevens, you cheap SOB, give Don and Mike their bonus today. 6 years of good ratings deserve some rebating. The truth is you're just too much of a skinflint to pay. We spend all your money on gas for your Beamer and a thimble collection, they say. Hey, Stevens, you tightwad, give up that green wad to the big boys at JFK.
Hey, Ken Stevens, don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.
John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, WKFK.
Jerk yourself a soda.
Ain't they jerks? I listen to them on the way home from work. Don and Mike on WJFK. Ain't they jerks?
Oh, rest assured, we're alive. We made it out. Gonna open the gates to hell. It's a Memphis hell, man. Hey, Mike?
Yeah, man. You're my queen.
Live
live from the Elvis Room inside the Tearcast Center in scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia. It's the Don and Mike Show, starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, Diana Seelman, Stevie Bridgewater's on traffic, Rave and the Swede, along with Billy the Manslave and the WJFK family of tofu-eating dropouts from society with Stumpy Cheesy Fingers.
Stumpy Cheesy Fingers, yes, I've got them.
Today, it's a complete recap of the Memphis Riot, including a 27-minute replay at 5 p.m. We seek revenge on Graceland. Win your seats on the D&M Posse Party Bus to Carlisle for our live show Wednesday. A painfully, painfully, a painful look back, if you will, to a 1984 air check of the new WABA Zoo.
You are going to hate it. It's you and I, and it's like the first or second week we worked together, and we're really talking like this.
Super. Once again today, it's that fabulous new game, Pitch, Pitch, Pitch. Today, we snag a real transvestite. Frida goes to a psychic in Hagerstown, gets the whoopee, along with the WJFK disease of the day.
All right, in honor of Elvis, lay it on me.
Today, headlights.
All right. Hey, you're McQueen.
But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery and hijinks. And without further ado, let the commune begin.
WJFK. Well, obviously, we're here, we're alive, we made it, and thank you from the heart of my bottom for listening to this frequency, WJFK FM, 106.7 AM, 1300. How's it hanging, my friends? It's 3:02, and I am your leader, Donald P. Geronimo.
And an excessively pleasant good afternoon, hello, and welcome, everyone. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we're not fat.
We're white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
Sick about it? Yes, we are. You're my queen, man.
You're my queen, man.
3:02, and
back,
we're here.
Yep.
We're back. We're live. We want to thank all the people, really, literally, the hundreds of people that flooded the WJFK radio station with calls on Friday.
Yes.
Not only concerned, of course, about our First Amendment rights and your First Amendment rights,
but more importantly, inquiring as to whether we were in jail or not.
No, we weren't.
No.
No, we weren't.
As a matter of fact, the Memphis police were very nice to us, much nicer than the authorities at Graceland.
Here is the deal. Now, the fight itself, the riot as it's being called now.
The Memphis Riot.
The Memphis Riot.
There you go.
Was, in fact, such a great piece of radio that we will be rerunning it today. We hardly ever rerun anything on this show.
We never do.
But make sure you tell your friends that from 5 o'clock until 5:27 today, you will hear every blood-curdling moment.
Yes, the horror.
Of the riot in Memphis, the Memphis Riot.
The horror, if you will. And we were also horrified and completely caught by surprise.
Now, I'd like to start the show by making a couple of statements.
Okay, go ahead.
First off, we had permission to be in Graceland.
Yes.
We had written permission from whoever is the curator of Elvis's estate.
The head cheese.
Anyway, that's right. You're my queen, man.
Yeah, you're my queen, man.
We had permission to be there.
Yes.
Second, we hadn't even gotten up and gotten out of our chairs.
No, normally the real controversy on a show from Graceland is when we start roaming about wildly with our wireless microphones. That's when we normally get ourselves into trouble.
Third off, how are we supposed to know that? Let me rephrase that. How are we supposed to pick out of what looks like a crowd of thousands of mentally disturbed people?
Yes.
How are we supposed to discern between the one woman there that really is mentally disabled and all the rest that look like they're mentally disabled?
We really legitimately thought that this poor woman was just an Elvis fanatic. And when we saw her screaming at the top of her lungs, we were just curious. We thought she was just an overzealous Elvis fan.
And also, to those of you who wrote me electronic mail on one of the computer networks over the weekend and asked how come specifically Mike and I, two big tubs of goo, didn't go to help Diana when she was being assaulted by the security guards, we were, to begin with, a good 50 feet away from her, and we were surrounded by people ourselves.
Right.
Okay, maybe we didn't paint that picture well enough when we were down there. At the point when they pulled the plug on the broadcast and when they actually picked Diana up and pushed her out of the way.
Right.
It was the four of us down there against a mob that had totally surrounded us.
Yes.
a mob of, and I am not making this up, of 100 people.
Including 8 or 9 security guards from Graceland, from that shopping center down there. And really, I think if they began to pummel Diana about the head and shoulders, we would have intervened. But it happened so quickly, and Diana was just, I mean, when they grabbed her, it was very sudden, and then they pulled the plug, and it was just a melee. And it could have gone either way. We're not sure exactly where it could have gone, but... Once the police arrived, they formed a little semicircle around our broadcast site.
Well, today we will exact our revenge.
Ah, yes.
Oh, and it will be ours.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It will be ours. You're my queen, man.
Yeah, you're my queen, man.
The Memphis police, as you had started to say, were very cool. And do you know that even members of the Memphis police force, as they helped us to carry the equipment out, told us that they were sad that we saw this side of Memphis. They apologized for the people we ran into and said that they were not indicative of everybody in the mouth of the South Memphis, Tennessee.
The one cop that I talked to, the first thing he said to me was, is there anything we can help you out with? Can we help you move any of your equipment? We'd be glad to help. And they really were apologetic because they were not associated with the Graceland people, with the security police over at Graceland. They were just helping out, and they really seemed to be... I know, you know, I'm a little biased, but I think that they were on our side. They really did seem to be on our side. They understood it. And you know something? I got the impression that they've had maybe incidents at Graceland before. Not necessarily with radio shows, but with people just kind of going, Elvis! Elvis!
The bottom line on all this is who was down there to celebrate glorious Elvis's life and great accomplishments? We were. Who's down there to make money off a dead guy who's got bugs growing in his ears?
Right.
They were.
That's it.
And the bottom line, I think, is that one of their customers, the woman who was with the woman who was off a rocker,
right,
she went in and complained.
She did.
And they run that place like you would run a Kmart.
Yeah.
If one of your customers is upset, well, for God's sake, she might spend $5.99 on a pair of fake gold Elvis glasses.
Right.
For God's sakes, make the customer happy.
And I think the real problem centered around one particular director of security down there, or assistant director of security.
That woman, you mean?
Well, no, not necessarily. The woman came into the picture, and she was just as bad as the guy. But the guy came over, and it was my impression, this guy was just trying to be a big deal and a big shot and wanted to flex his muscle. And then when his boss, the lady, came over, she was just as bad, if not worse.
So see, she was number one on my hate list. If I was going to put a list of the people... Yeah,
you immediately butted heads with her. But he really got you will admit, he got the whole thing rolling. He was the guy that said, that's it. That's it. Without even listening to anything we had to say.
I swear, this was like being in Nazi Germany.
Amazing.
You know that these people had no idea what we were saying or what we were doing.
No, the content of the broadcast was not the issue. They had no idea what was going on.
All they know is that a woman from a trailer park, whose ass had to be as big as this entire city block in Fairfax, with her... Now, let me paint a picture of the woman that complained.
Not to mention the greasy hair, too.
Okay, she was about 5'3", very greasy, very dirty hair.
Very dirty T-shirt.
With of course, Elvis's face on it.
But it really looked like a T-shirt that might not have been laundered for the better part of the year.
I am talking about rolls and rolls and rolls of fat on this woman.
Yes.
And that I've mentioned before, her attractive butt. And then it went down to a pair of thongs, or not thongs, you know, flip-flops.
Yeah, don't say thong around that woman. That would be a hideous sight for anybody to see.
Flip-flops, and as I noticed on my way, Mike, two of her two toes on her right foot were both badly discolored.
Oh, man.
Believing me to believe that either it was the onset of gangrene or perhaps... She had dropped something heavy on her foot recently.
No, I really don't think she dropped anything heavy on her foot. I think it was that incredible pressure of that weight being stuffed into probably shoes that are too small.
So understand now, we're down there doing our show. This woman, this idiot goes in and complains about us. They come in, they don't ask any questions.
Not at all.
They pull the plug, they rough Diana up, they call the cops in. Now, the way it was explained to me, somebody said, well, why didn't you guys just stay if you had the letter? Here's what it came down to. When the cops arrived at the scene, the cops said, well, we can only handle this one way.
Right.
I don't care if you've got a letter from the President of the United States saying you can be here. This is their property. They want you off their property. If you want to deal with it, you take them to court. But right now...
Yeah, they have the right to do that. And, you know, when the cops got there, they intervened. And that was the rule. We had to go along with what the officers said.
Now, we start to dive into exactly what happened... And why it happened.
Right.
You did not hear on the show, for instance, what some of the conversations that went off after we made our last phone in from the payphone. when the woman, the little small woman, the woman that, the boss?
Yes, the blonde-haired woman with the Elvis pin.
She and I had words.
You two were on a collision course from the get-go.
Yeah. I went over, and I wouldn't let it go.
No.
Because as we were walking out, she put her hands on top of her head, and she went, applauding. She went, bye-bye. We don't want your kind here.
Right.
And I went over and I said, listen, you know, first off, I want to thank you for really great radio.
Everybody was agreed back here at the station and also down in Memphis that it was fascinating radio. It was really good quality radio.
I said, I don't know if I could have written it any better. Now, of course, at this point, she doesn't believe me.
Right.
Right. And this is when the woman with the big butt and the greasy hair was standing next to her. And then she leaned over and said something to me. I looked her in the eye and I said, when is the last time you brushed your teeth? Because this woman's breath, the woman that turned us in, her breath smelled like the inside of my shoe.
Right.
And this then is when the little woman, the little one, the boss, pushed me.
Ooh.
Leaned over and actually pushed me back and said, don't make any comments about this woman's breath.
Well, I guess that the director of security or whoever it was down there, she seemed to enjoy the woman's breath.
I guess.
You know, and probably some of that quality food they serve down there.
So I'm running around with this woman. Where were you when this was going on?
I was
the very end?
Right when you had your last word?
Well, I had two or three separate words with her.
Okay,
at one point, we got separated.
I was talking to the cop. I was talking to the Memphis cop, and he was saying, you know, if there's anything you need, and I was trying to get him to move the three police cruisers from in back of our car down there because we were hemmed in by the police cruisers, and I said, would you mind moving the cruisers so we can get out of here? And he said, anything you want.
We'll move it for you, no problem at all. All right, now I think the story has been explained. If you have not heard the melee, we will replay it in its entirety at 5 o'clock today. You may want to, if I know that most kids aren't in school now, but if perhaps your kid's in summer school or something, you may want to pull them out. If you have relatives in old age homes, you may want to get them to tune in. It's the once-of-a-lifetime, one-of-a-kind thing that they're going to hear today.
Yeah, and we refer to it now as the Memphis Riot, and, you know, it's fun for the whole family. You'll enjoy this. This is great live radio, and, you know, we'll play the tape in its entirety. You won't believe this, folks. I mean, it happened, we were cruising along, having a very happy little show down at Graceland, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this security guard, or director of security appeared, and bingo, that's when all the fun started.
All right, so we'll replay that at 5. Now, this leaves us with these problems, as I see it. First off, of course, our incredible DJ integrity has been smirched.
Yes, it has.
Second off, the station, when we go like and do a show to Memphis, for 4 hours of satellite time, I am not lying, the radio station pays thousands of dollars.
That's right. It's very expensive.
All right, so some of these Memphis people owe us money for satellite
time. That's right.
Not to mention the fact that our winners never got to be on the show. Richard Ingrio and Melanie Ernstes.
Two very nice people, and they were very disappointed. They got over to the broadcast site, and we'd already been thrown out.
Fortunately, of course, later in the night, Mike was able to hook up them at a local bar.
Yes, at the hotel bar, and they were very nice people, and they seemed very much in love.
And we had the 2 hours of show that we weren't able to fill, plus our First Amendment rights were totally trashed down there.
Yes, freedom of speech.
So now we are going to start. We will start by calling the PUD that wrote the letter in the first place.
Right.
The guy's name is David Beckwith. This is the guy that wrote the letter that gave us permission to broadcast from Graceland.
Let's chat with him.
So this is the guy we're going to threaten first.
Because seriously, there was a lot of money at stake here. A lot of money at stake. You know, these things, although they sound willy-nilly when they're on the radio, it takes a lot of time and effort to put one of those broadcasts together.
You find it hard to believe.
JNX Television.
Who's this?
Who is this? This is JNX Television.
JNX Television. I'm looking for David Beckwith.
David is out of the office now until the end of next week. Can I take a message?
Yes, this is Don and Mike from WJFK Radio in Washington, D.C.
Right.
We're doing our show right now. Does David have a supervisor we could speak with?
No, he's really the only person who handles any of these accounts. So.
Well, we're thinking about steering a gigantic lawsuit his way. There might be somebody you might want us to talk to there.
I'm not really sure if there is anyone. He's out of town right now.
There's nobody at the Beckwith Company we could speak with?
Just Mr. Beckwith.
There are no other employees?
Not that are in the office at the moment.
Just you. You're the only person there?
I'm just answering the phone for Mr. Beckwith.
Well, you might want to have Mr. Beckwith get in touch with us.
Okay. You mean Mr. Beckwith, who has offices at 5455 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 2010 in Los Angeles, is not there with nobody there?
What is your question?
My question is, A, why did he give us a permit to broadcast from Graceland and then have us thrown out in a Nazi-like manner? B, what is he going to do about the personal injuries that were leveled on my producer, a woman, incidentally, when his out-of-control Nazis decided to throw us out of Graceland? C, what is he going to do about the $5,000 worth of satellite time he owes his company? D, A, B, C, D, D, what is he going to do about the untold hours of community service it's going to take for him to fix our image here in Washington, D.C.?
Is this a personal grudge you hold against him?
No, we're doing a radio show.
No, we're doing a radio show, and we were thrown out of Graceland. And our producer was hurt.
And this guy is the guy that gave us permission to go there.
Yeah, is this a bit you're doing now, or are you really fine?
No.
We're legit in this. This is not a bit.
This is not a bit.
We are very concerned about this.
So listen, if you can find this guy, David Beckwith.
Well, I can find him. Am I speaking to Don or Mike or both?
Both of us.
Both of us were right here. We're the guys that were thrown out of Graceland on Friday.
Is this a legitimate gripe you have?
Yes. Jeez. Okay, yeah. For the last time, listen. This guy who runs the Beckwith Company.
Yeah.
He gave us permission. He's the guy we had to go to get permission to broadcast from Graceland.
Right.
For Elvis' death day. They threw us out about 2 hours into our show,
mm-hmm,
last Friday afternoon, physically roughed up our producer.
What was it that he was complaining about? That
what?
Why did he eject you? Why do you?
He didn't eject us. We don't know who else to talk to. This is the your boss.
We're just talking to the guy that gave us the letter, the permission letter to broadcast from the site and take it up with him.
All right. Okay, Don and Mike. Why don't you just give me a number and I'll call him and have him call you?
Yeah, good idea. It's 703.
Okay.
691.
Mm-hmm.
1900.
Okay, he'll be calling in. I can give him a message.
All right, that's good. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. It's nice to be on the other end of one of those legal things one time.
Is this a bit? Are you doing a bit?
No, we're not doing a bit. Nice to make somebody else go in their pants for a change. Well, now let's try Graceland itself.
All right.
Graceland itself to see who we can talk to. And Diana, do we have the number of that lady at the shopping center? At the Elvis Presley Shopping Center? And where is Diana?
Diana's back there enjoying this.
Diana, come on in. Because I think everybody wants to know about your physical well-being.
How's your arm?
My arm's okay.
Good.
Well, let me see that welt.
It's not a welt anymore. It's just a little bruise and a bunch of scrapes. My knee's a little swollen. My shoulder hurts a little bit. And she never gave us her name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she would never tell us her name. I mean, she might have yelled it at Major Bill once or twice, but I don't think I caught it.
Broomhilda.
Yeah.
Do we know who she works for, even?
She's from Graceland. She's a Graceland employee.
Oh, good. All right. Well,
Beckwith is out on the West Coast, and he did show up after everything happened and talk to me later. We had big-time words.
Oh, and what did he say to you?
This is after everything. We were breaking down, and he came up and said something like, I'm very disappointed in the way your broadcast turned out, and I just went ballistic and said you have no right, and first of all, I said you didn't give us any idea of what we could or could not do. And he said, first of all, we do not allow banners. I said, fine, then you could have come and told us, we could have taken the banners
down. That's ridiculous.
And the police stepped in, and it was an ugly scene, and I left.
It was an ugly melee. It was the Memphis riot of 1992.
All right, well, listen, we'll do a break here. Folks, as you can tell, our venom is just beginning to penetrate the surface.
That's right.
Can you smell it?
And don't forget the big recap coming up at 5 o'clock. We're going to replay exactly what happened in the incident in Memphis on Friday.
The Memphis riot. Don and Mike held hostage. Day 3. All right, we'll call Graceland. And I know everybody out there is wondering, what can I do to help Don and Mike make these people's lives just a little bit more miserable? Well, folks, I've got some phone numbers, and I know you're waiting to call these people.
Of course you are.
We'll call Graceland, and then we'll give you the numbers, the super secret numbers to call at a few moments on WJFK. And, you know, even though the fact that we were thrown out of Graceland and all that other stuff, and Diana was hurt, and our equipment was roughed up, and we lost the satellite time, and you know, we look like schmucks, even though that happened, we are continuing our world tour.
Yes, we are. We are still going to go on the road, and we're going to a place where we're pretty sure we won't get thrown out.
Well, we're not allowed inside Redskins training camp in Carlisle, so you're right. We can't be thrown out. We will be broadcasting from across the street.
All right.
From Redskins training camp at Dickinson College.
As they break camp for the big season.
Yeah, they get set to go to Los Angeles. We'll be broadcasting from Carlisle on Wednesday from 3 until 7. And I believe we did promise a WJFK party bus.
That's right, a big bus.
Well, we've got a party bus. And the bus is going to be stocked with food and drink, etc.
And you can be on this bus.
Right. Now, we're not taking the bus. We're taking a limo, of course. But you can take the bus with Diana.
With Diana, and Diana's going to be the party mistress for this bus.
Yes, she is.
She's going to she'll show you a real good time.
She'll be showing everybody her Memphis bruises. They'll have food and drink and such, and I think, let me see, we have 36 seats to fill on this bus.
What a fun bus ride it's going to be.
In the next 2 days, so keep listening. We'll give away a couple of seats and a few here on WJFK. As you can tell, it is going to be a jam-packed show.
Sure is.
We've got all this Memphis stuff to deal with. Plus, I've got a tape, Mike. As you may have heard on the show before, my family and I are moving to Virginia.
Yes.
We have decided to black out our teeth and move to Northern Virginia.
Your whole family right now, you've begun to chew the smokeless tobacco products.
Yeah. We are going through a bunch of boxes in the basement, and my wife said, look it, how old is this tape? And she pulled out a cassette that had to be from 1984.
Wow, the very beginning of our association.
Yes, and in a continuing effort to show what evolution we have made, not only as men, Mike, but as disc jockeys.
That's right. We've lost a little hair, and we've
gained a few pounds.
And we've developed our act.
And, folks, you're not going to believe how awful this is. You know, if anybody ever gets on us for making fun of the DJs,
right,
simply listen to the tape we're going to be playing shortly, and you'll see that we are qualified to give all bad DJs a tough time.
Were we doing our DJ thing like that?
We, in fact, were at our most high-energy,
pukey,
screaming, pukey, phony laughy, morning zooey bestie.
Oh, goody goody.
Yes, we've got that tape to listen to.
I'm Mark Queen.
Plus the transvestite hotline today, and darn it, today we will talk to a real transvestite.
All right.
We'll play Bitch, Bitch, Bitch today on WJFK, and in a moment I'll tell you why my wife drove all the way to Hagerstown to see a psychic.
Uh-oh.
Oh, plus Mr. Zodiac called us. So, wow, what a show. We'll be right back on WJFK to open the gates of hell on Memphis. And it is now 3:22. You're Mark Queen.
104.4. Don and Mike and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
Wow, are you huge?
Yeah.
Man, you didn't have the baby while we were gone.
Nope. I decided to keep my legs crossed. It was too exciting of a weekend.
Steve, you are ready to burst.
I know.
Steve, any minute now? Is that what it is? Any moment
any
now?
Any day now.
Any day now.
Now, are we past the due date yet?
Oh, no. It's this week. Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes. Specifically. Oh, good.
Right. But I won't be here Wednesday because I'm going to go pick up my mother.
Your mom's coming in to help you with the baby?
Right.
She's delivering the baby.
Yes, she is.
Just like in the old days.
I sure am glad you guys are back.
Well, it's good to be back, Steve.
Yeah.
And we're not bruised like Diana.
Yeah, I saw that. Let's get on with traffic here. Montgomery County, serious accident. Inbound Cabin John Parkway. Multi-car accident there at Claire Barton Parkway. Wilson Bridge is a little slow this afternoon on the outer loop. You'll find delays at Telegraph. Coming back into Virginia, things look pretty good. Northbound 95 is a little slow from Newington to the Beltway. Also outbound 66, traffic is beginning to pick up from the Beltway to Centerville. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
I'm ready to believe you. Let me know when something happens, Stevie.
Okay, baby.
All right. Rain on and off this afternoon. Here's the buzz forecast from the Ready Whip Weather Center.
Giggle, giggle.
Low tonight, 67, and a high tomorrow, 80. Right now it is 72. And Mike, even after the debacle we had in Memphis,
yes,
they have sold our trip to Carlisle.
Unbelievable, but true.
We want to thank the people at...
Is this correct?
At Jerry's Collision Repair Center.
Yeah. Jerry's Collision Repair? Yeah, this isn't Jerry's... Like the people that make sandwiches or pizzas.
Like
Jerry's
Ford.
It's Jerry's Ford?
It's not Jerry's Ford either?
No, it is
Jerry's Ford.
Jerry's
Why don't they say, it would sound more big time to say it's sponsored by Jerry's Ford than to say it's sponsored by Jerry's Collision Repair Center.
Not to say that Jerry's doesn't have the best collision repair center in the world.
Oh,
but,
gosh, it's swell, Mike.
But is it part of Jerry's Ford? Is that what it is?
Well, here we go. Wait a minute.
All right. So does Jerry's Ford and Anna deal. They have quality service.
Yeah, let's change this then. This is Jerry's Ford, in fact. Change it from Jerry's Collision Repair Center to Jerry's Ford. That sounds so much more boss.
Isn't that the one that Jerry's Ford makes it clear, let the competition beware.
Yes. Right. So anyway, they are sponsoring the show on Wednesday as we go to Carlisle. And as I said, we have 36 seats to fill on the WJFK bus.
Man, I can practically hear the banjos when that bus pulls out of the parking lot with everybody heading up to Carlisle.
And we will be giving away a couple of seats in a few moments here.
Yeah!
On JFK. All right, now, before we call Graceland and get that whole thing started up again.
Yes?
Let me tell you what my nutty wife has done.
What has she done now? Wait, there's a psychic involved.
Yeah, here's the latest. Now, my wife and her mother this morning. My mother-in-law, of course, spending some time at our house.
Aren't you lucky?
I'd like to think I am, Mike.
You're the luckiest man in the world.
My my wife and my mother-in-law get up this morning at 6 a.m. They say, we are going to Hagerstown to see a psychic. There's some world-famous psychic. And I go, in Hagerstown? Are you kidding me? I go, why are you getting up so early? My wife says, listen, people from all over the country come to talk to this woman in Hagerstown. I said, okay. So my wife and my mother-in-law get in the car. They get my kid. My kid's up at 6.
Yes.
They get him in the car, 7 o'clock. They're out the door. They're on their way to Hagerstown.
To go see the psychic.
Right.
Wow.
About 2 hours later, my wife calls, and she says, well, listen, the wait is going to be until 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Whoa!
That apparently there are people who went to the psychic's house starting last night, people who spent the night there last night.
She lives, this lady lives in Hagerstown?
Yes. According to Frieda, she lives in a rat hole.
In a rat hole? And she only sees people like once a year?
Well, no, she sees them every day, but she comes out and she decides if she's got the feeling or not. And then she decides how many people she's going to see.
Wow.
So I said to my wife, I said, well, I don't care if you spend all day up there, but what about Bart?
What's Bart going to do? I mean, do they have any little psychic playgrounds or something like that?
Well, she said, now how pathetic this sounded. She said they had a basketball hoop.
Oh, no.
And that the poor boy was outside playing horse.
Just shooting hoops until 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
Whoa.
I said, that's awful. Don't do that. So then about an hour later, the phone rings, and Frieda said, listen, we decided we're not going to wait. So they got an appointment. They got an appointment for October 14th. That is the fastest they could get to see this psychic in Hagerstown.
How much does it cost?
I don't know.
I mean, it's obviously there's a little tariff involved, huh?
I don't know anything about it. I don't know if the woman is nuts or if the woman is on the level. I don't know.
Who, the psychic or your wife are going to see her?
Either one. I don't know why people would wait all night.
Yeah.
I mean, the way I understood it, my wife and my mother-in-law were fully prepared, ready to sit down in a folding chair from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at this rat hole in Hagerstown until the psychic came out.
Now, does your mother-in-law share the same psychic inspiration that your wife has?
Yes, and we got into a bit of a discussion last night at the dinner table because I don't like to have the apple cart riding sloppily. You know, I don't like to upset the apple cart.
Right.
Things right now with my wife and I...
Going well.
Pretty good. I said, listen, what is this psychic possibly going to... I'm saying this to my mother-in-law. I said, what is she possibly going to tell her? She's going to say something bad to her. You never go to a psychic and they say, you're going to have the most wonderful life in the world.
Now, if Aline Cunningham was here, she'd say, don't say that because you'll will something bad to come out of that psychic's mouth. You should actually be saying, you know, good things. It'll be daisies. Daisies will pour out of that psychic's mouth.
No, I don't think so, Mike. I think she's going to hear something really bad. I think it's going to really screw things up.
Oh, no.
I think things are just fine now and that... You don't need to go to any old psychic.
In Hagerstown. Why can't you just go like to one of the local palm readers or something like that?
I don't know. I saw a woman right down here on Main Street in Fairfax. I saw one of the
hands.
The hand. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah. Have you ever ducked into one of those? I've never had the desire to.
No, I know down by DuPont Circle.
Yeah.
There's also a couple of fortune tellers and a tarot cards and
right.
That jazz.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure why she had to go to Hagerstown. I don't even think she's at home now.
Do we know the lady's name? Do we know how famous? I mean, we've got radio's number one psychic that comes here like 3 times a year.
How famous could she be? She lives in a rat hole in Hagerstown.
Well, you know, with all those people going to see her, maybe she is.
Of course, all of Hagerstown could be considered a rat hole. You know, the biggest rat hole in the state of Maryland.
Maybe she's a guru. She's a guru.
A guru.
A guru.
Hello? Hello, you there?
Hello?
Psychic hotline. No, she's not back on yet. Well, she'll call me when she gets home.
I saw an ad for this blonde lady that's supposed to be the greatest psychic in the world. And they have these little clouds going behind her eyes. You just see her eyes.
I've seen that, too.
And they have a 1-900 number, and you can talk to her team of psychics. And she claims that the psychic energy over the telephone is greater than in person.
Well, all I know is I don't think my wife needs to hear any more bad news.
But that lady on TV's never been to Hagerstown, though.
As a matter of fact, I would almost pay a psychic to go see my wife and tell her some lie about how wonderful the rest of our life is going to be together. Because, you know, my wife, she's waiting for that one piece of bad news that she can worry about for the rest of her life.
Frieda, Frieda, you will have to make dramatic changes in your life. All you should live for is to please your man,
Oh, God,
Frieda.
Don't I wish that would happen. Well, here's
Frieda.
The phone. Is this her? Hello?
Hi, Boo-Boo. I had this feeling I wanted to hear from me.
Where are you?
That's a little psychic joke.
Where are you?
I'm in the car.
Oh,
I'm in the car. We just went by the pleasure chest.
You just went by the pleasure chair.
Mm-hmm.
This is the other thing I couldn't figure out this morning. Now, you didn't bring Bart in there, did you?
No, as it turns out, you can't even go in if you're under 18.
Listen to this. Not only did she want to go see a psychic today, then she says to me on the way out of the house, I'm going down to the pleasure chest. I said...
With your mom?
Yeah.
But I said, don't go in there. Bart's going to see those big, long
things.
Plastic things.
Well, I explained that it was a store about lovin's and joke gifts, and they had private parts in there. It was no big deal.
Oh, honey. I'm all for being an open parent, but please.
It's no big deal. They're just silly things. They're not only a big...
They're not silly things. They're big, gigantic plastic things.
Latex.
Yeah, I know. It's because, you know, that people are still in it for a joke present, which is the reason we went there. Who did you buy
something for?
I don't want to say because
oh, I know.
I have a sibling that has a birthday coming up, and we might bring a little joke present. We were just kind of.
So what did you get him?
I'm not saying.
He's not listening. He never listens.
Yes, he does.
He does not.
Are you still there? Are you still at the pleasure chest?
No, we're driving away from it now.
I was going to turn around, Mike,
is there something you want?
I was hoping you could maybe get me some playing cards
when you
were in there, but since it's too late, that's all right.
Pick me up some of those ice cubes. When the glass is half full, the women's tops come off.
Oh, the swizzle sticks, yeah.
Well, anyway, Mom wants me to tell you, the psychic is only $5. I mean, she does it as
Then why is there such a wait?
Because she's renowned. I mean,
she's renowned.
She's famous.
Famous other than in Hagerstown?
What's her name?
She has people. The reason that it would have taken us till nighttime to see her is because people camp there overnight.
Yeah, what's her name?
Betty something, I forget.
You don't know her last name?
Well, I wasn't.
She's renowned, Mike.
I didn't know about her till today. But
Betty renowned.
She's so renowned that you heard about her today.
My other family member, my mother has heard about her. She's read articles on her in the paper.
So tell me, what have you been doing to my son today? So first he was taken up to this rat hole in Hagerstown to play.
We played a couple of games of horse, and it was perfectly fine while we waited. Because we had to get there earlier, you know.
I'm guessing Bart had to play on some, like, ghetto basketball court.
It was an older basketball.
Yeah, all right, something like I would have seen in White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't a court. It was just a hoop set up out there, and luckily I had an old plastic ball in the trunk that Bart and I made do with and played a little bit.
Besides the psychic and maybe a couple of convenience stores, is there anything to see in Hagerstown?
No, I mean, there was a Wonder Bread thrift shop within walking distance, and we did that.
Wonder Bread thrift shop?
Let me get this straight. You've taken my kid all the way to Hagerstown at 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You made him wait in a psychic rat hole.
Mm-hmm.
You played basketball with him on a ghetto court. You took him to the Wonder Bread store, and then you took him to the pleasure chest.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, when you put it all like that, it sounds like a... strange day.
Well, he's going to be ready for school, isn't he?
Yeah, let me talk to him for a minute.
All righty, hold on.
School just around the corner.
Hello?
Yeah?
How you doing?
Yeah, listen to this.
How you doing?
Fine.
Are you okay, Bart? You having a good day?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a good time with Mommy and Grandma?
Mm-hmm.
What have you been doing? Oh, you answer for yourself, Bartio. Have you had a good day today?
Yes.
What have you guys been doing?
Oh, Been shopping?
Mommy didn't take you in the nasty store, did she?
No.
Oh, good. Did you wait in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody wait in the car with you?
Yeah.
Who waited with you?
Grandma.
You mean Grandma didn't go in the nasty store?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm surprised at that.
Good for Grandma. Maybe they took shifts.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure you're okay.
Queen.
What?
Wait, I shouldn't have said that.
What did you say?
You're my queen, but Mommy told me to say that.
You're my queen. All right, I love you. Let me talk to Mom again. He sounds pretty normal.
Yeah, he sounds like he's doing all right. He's a little tired, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to play ball with the boys tonight.
Well, we're breaking up now, Daddy.
All right, hey, listen, tell him something manly. Tell him he and I will watch football tonight together.
Oh, what? You and Federal?
Yes, Buffalo and Detroit. Hello. That's it, we're losing them. Apparently they're going into a giant plastic item.
I like your idea though about hiring the psychic to talk to Frieda and just to pump Frieda full of stuff that you want her to hear. You know, basically treat your man better.
Right now they're driving through a giant prophylactic which is draped over the Whitehurst Freeway.
He watches all the televisions. Anything he wants to watch, you let him watch. You make shake and bake every night.
and have dinner on the table at 7:30.
Eeny, meeny, chili, beanie, the spirits are about to speak. Nothing up my sleeve.
All right.
Nothing up my other sleeve. Hey, well, let's break. It's 3:39 on WJFK. Well, that's the story of my wife and the psychic. Now, are you ready to start that Graceland ream?
Sure, let's go for it.
All right, folks, we'll take out our fake teeth and leave our fangs in. We'll come right back on WJFK. It's a living hell like they've never experienced. And it's 20 until 4, WJFK.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
Don't forget, it's a total replay of the Memphis Riot.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear it today at 5 in its entirety on WJFK.
Right.
And even with the riots and such, our world tour continues.
Yeah, we're not letting a little incident in Memphis, we're not letting a little riot slow us down.
And, yeah, we came up with a name for this world tour in Memphis.
Yes.
It was Beyond Filth.
Beyond Filth.
Don and Mike's Beyond Filth Tour.
And we want you to be a part of it, folks.
The Beyond Filth Tour continues Wednesday when we broadcast live from Carlisle for Redskins training camp. And our trip to Carlisle is sponsored by Jerry's Ford. Well, don't you have the copy?
Yeah, I know. I was just looking at it, and that's why maybe I chuckled. You know, Don?
Yes, Mike?
You want your car to have the best care possible.
And so does Jerry's Ford in Annandale.
This is always our weakest point in any show, reading a commercial.
You know, they have quality car care service to ensure that your car gets the special care it needs when it needs it.
And Mike.
Yes, Don?
Jerry's. Ford service technicians aren't just experienced. Oh, no. They're Ford trained.
The technicians have hundreds of hours of high-tech training under their big belts. And they are up on the latest techniques for repairing your car.
And the main thing is that these wonderful people have very brainlessly decided to sponsor our trip to Carlisle. So would you please stop by and visit Jerry's Ford in Annandale, Virginia, for quality care. After all, but I've always admired this slogan.
Oh, it's a wonderful slogan, though. Say it with feeling.
It may be your car, but it's still there, baby. Oh, you know, they should promote the guy that wrote that. Give that man a promotion. You're McLean, man.
For more information on quality care, call 703-256-5000. That's 703-256-5000.
You're McLean, man.
You're McLean.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
There you go, another perfect live spot read.
That's right.
Quarter till 4 on JFK. Rain on and off this afternoon and tonight. Slight chance of rain tomorrow. Right now it's 72, and here with WJFK traffic is Stevie. Oh, and Infinity Broadcasting. Speaking of temperatures, today I did purchase that radio station in Boston that I was speaking of.
It's a great city, Boston.
Company bought a station in Chicago, bought a station in Boston, and also bought a station in Atlanta today. All big cities.
Yeah.
So I can't tell you for sure which one of those temperatures you want to be adding, but Buzz, you will definitely want to put Boston into your regular four-city rotation.
We're ready. We'll do it.
We're ready to believe you.
All right.
At quarter till four, now here's Pregnant Stevie.
Hi. Good afternoon. We have word of a truck licking fuel on the outer loop, which is really on the ramp to go south on I-95. A couple accidents to report at this time. Backlick at Braddock. Also, Braddock at Sully, earlier accident in the clearing stages. Look out for another accident, Pohick at Route 1 in Prince George's County. Accident 301 at Marlborough Pike, and then again 301 at South Osborne Drive. We also have another word of an accident southbound GW Parkway. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve. You had one for me too, didn't you, Stevie? Hey, boys.
Yeah, Donnie.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Joy Vision Works Kids Care Club for kids age 14.
All right, Donnie.
Get brand name frames, 1 year warranty, single vision lenses, UV protection for the price of the frame. Hey, boys.
Yeah, Donnie. Yeah. All right,
starting at $50 only at Vision Works.
WJFK.
Get 'em, boys.
Yeah, go get 'em.
All right, it's time for Hell Graceland style. Here we go, Radio Hell on WJFK. Let's call Graceland. Let's try to find the name of the woman that had us kicked out.
Yes, we were kicked out, unceremoniously kicked out of Graceland on Friday's broadcast. And now we want to say thank you to all the people that were responsible for ending our broadcast.
Now, this other jerk, David Beckwith, he has not returned our call yet.
Can I help you?
Yes, hello, Graceland. We're from WJFK Radio.
Okay, just a moment.
Well, she already knew where to put us. Maybe they're on God.
On God.
On God.
On God, touche.
We wish to fence with you. We would like to fence with you.
Hello.
Hello. Grassland.
Hey, can this be already? You mean already they're putting us through to the number that just rings and rings?
Maybe they, you know, maybe they had a warning.
Well, this will not work.
Yeah, a bunch of them sitting around in cowboy hats. All right, everybody. We just want you to be aware you might get an invasion on Monday. Monday afternoon from Don and Mike, those two guys we threw out. You be on your guard. Put them that secret number if they call.
I tell you what, my invasion won't be as stupidly planned as George Bush's was either. That poor doofus. That poor doofus president we have. That guy thinks he's going to stir things up by bombing Iraq a day before the Republican primary. Then everybody gets hip to it, and he has to change his plans right at the last minute, then act like he didn't think about it.
Oh, come on. You mean the convention, not the primary.
Is that what I said?
Well, so you know what I meant. Yeah, the thing.
The thing.
The thing in Houston.
The big thing at the eighth wonder of the world. And I'm supposed to believe this? What a coincidence. On Sunday, they announced they're going to start bombing Baghdad again. And the convention is Monday.
I don't think it's politically motivated at all.
Well, you know what? I think that they were going to do it until...
Let me help you.
Yes, hello. We're from WJFK. You just put us through to somebody and they never picked up?
Okay, let me check on that. Hold on for a second.
Who are you? Hey, hello.
Uh-huh.
Who are you? How do you know who we want to talk to?
Well, it's because you're with a radio station and you need to talk to the media department, our communications department.
We'd have to, we'd like to talk to somebody in security.
Yeah, or a management. Is there somebody in management, please?
Okay, 100%.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the way I read this is that they sat around and they said, we're going to get the war going again. Then somebody said, oh, my God, they figured it out.
Did you have a listening device in on those meetings? I mean, that's exactly how it went. Hey, they figured it out. Cancel it.
They figured it out, for God's sakes. Say that everything went all right in the inspections.
Operations, this is Catherine. Can I help you?
Catherine, hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. This is Don and Mike. We're from WJFK Radio in Washington.
Okay.
We're doing our radio show right now. We had a little problem when we were down across the street of the Elvis Presley Shopping Center on Friday. We were doing our show when some very mean people came over and physically roughed us up and pulled our plug. And the way we see it, you now owe us for thousands of dollars in satellite time. You're looking at a possible lawsuit for roughing up our producer. And, of course, the First Amendment rights. And it's not the kind of publicity that I think you want. Hello?
Yes.
She's still there. Good.
Yeah, so that's basically it in a nutshell. We're a little ticked off about the way we were handled on Friday. And, we want to know what you're going to do about it.
Well, sounds like you need to talk to our operations director and mm-hmm. general manager, Debbie Johnson.
Debbie, is she a short woman with long hair?
Long blonde hair?
Blonde hair, uh-huh.
Ooh, she was wearing a little Elvis pin on Friday?
I don't know.
I bet they all wear Elvis pins, though.
Well, this was a nice diamond one.
But I don't know if she was wearing a pin on Friday or not.
I'm sure she'd remember us.
Yeah, they threw us out. Literally threw us out of
called the police.
Of the shopping center, and they called the police, and they had us removed.
Haven't you people heard of First Amendment rights, for goodness sakes? And we weren't even doing anything that bad. You don't have the right to come over and pull the plug on our broadcast. What do you think we're going to do, just take that lying down?
Well, I'm...
You're looking at a lawsuit in the millions. In the billions.
We are upset.
Okay.
So can we talk to somebody now, please?
Well, Debbie's not available, but I can ask her to return the call.
Well you tell Debbie she doesn't have to return the call. She just cuts like a personal check to all of us here for what would you say, maybe, to make this thing go away.
Well, first off, we need an apology before we even
talk
money.
Yeah, a public apology.
Before we even talk money, there must be a public apology. Not to mention the fact, and this part is no kidding, that some of your Nazis over there at the Elvis Presley Shopping Center security actually came over and grabbed our producer, who is a woman, and bruised her and gave her welts? I mean, is this the kind of publicity you want at Graceland? Y'all called the police and had us thrown out? Are you kidding me? And what about the satellite time?
Yeah, the satellite time, very, very expensive.
We had a letter from the Beckwith Company in Los Angeles. Permission.
Right, that's our publicist.
That's right, and we had a permission to broadcast from where we were broadcasting.
Right, we have the letter right here. We were granted full permission to broadcast. You came over, you pulled our plug.
See, because of some overzealous security people, we were thrown out of there, and it was totally unjustified.
And we were wrong. We didn't do anything wrong.
So we want you to make it good.
We have the entire episode on tape. We're going to be playing it repeatedly on our radio show here. And, of course, we have our thousands of legal experts looking into this matter right now to sue the pants off you.
So that lady who runs the security operation, you might want to make her aware of that.
Would there be anybody besides her? She can't be the biggest cheese there. For goodness sake, she did not look powerful enough to be running the whole place.
Oh, actually, she does.
No, they're impossible.
Wait, she is...
I mean, lady that came, that unprofessional woman that came over to us on Friday, it runs the whole shooting match?
The woman that came over and put her well-manicured nail in my chest and cussed at me and told me to get the hell out? That woman is the manager?
I don't know who... I understand that there were two ladies that talked to you, and I don't know which one you're speaking of. But Debbie Johnson is the general manager and the operations director of Graceland. Jack Soden is the chief executive officer of Elvis Presley Enterprises, and Graceland is a division of that.
Right. So can we talk to one of them?
Thank you.
The thing is, I go between being serious and not being serious about, like, being sued and all that stuff. Ken said we can do that if we want.
Right.
But, I mean, we've been sued before, and as you know, we're being sued right now for something very frivolous that's going to be thrown out of the courts in a couple of months.
We're not big on frivolous lawsuits.
It's generally a waste of time.
We just want to make them aware that what they did was really absurd.
And if we wanted to... Who knows? We still may. We could make them dance into a dance that will last well into 1994.
Right. That's at our disposal. That thought has crossed our mind.
Oh, yes, it will be mine. Oh, yes, it will be mine. And Major Bill is now on the other line. For goodness sakes, keep him off his line. Nobody put him through to the studio right now.
Major Bill, who used our unceremonious dismissal from Graceland as his own pulpit.
Well, now... In the old Coots' defense,
yes,
they were also kind of throwing us out because he was there.
They used that as one of their big reasons.
Right.
Because he goes down there and lets everybody hear about his Elvis Lives spiel. And he was there before, and he's a very innocent guy.
Even if that's true.
Hello?
Hello. Even if they don't like... Hello? I thought I heard it, too. Even if they don't like what somebody's saying, for goodness sakes, this is America. Hello?
Hey. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, you can. Hello.
This is Don and Mike from WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this, please?
This is Tina.
Tina, you're another person we talked to?
Did we just speak to you, Tina?
No, sir. I don't think so.
Hi, what do you do there at Graceland, Tina?
Who is this?
This is Don and Mike from WJFK, and we're doing our radio show right now.
Okay, well, I don't want to talk to you.
Well,
okay,
I'm going
to have to talk to Jack Soden.
I want to sue the pants off you, little lady, and everybody else at Graceland. There are thousands of dollars in damages, there are thousands of dollars in satellite time, and you are looking at a personal injury lawsuit.
Well, that's fine. Why don't you talk to us off the air?
Because
okay?
That's just the problem we had when we were down there. We don't do things off the air. Either you talk to us now, right here, right now, or you're going to get a hell like you've never experienced before.
I mean,
the jaws of hell are going to open up and swallow you!
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
You're going to think it's stupid.
Thank you.
You're going to think it's stupid.
Can you replay that for me? The jaws of hell! The jaws of hell! You know, I know it would have been better for effect if I hadn't laughed. I could not contain myself.
Well, now we have to talk to her off the air. We can't just leave it like that.
No.
Right, let's call back.
Yeah, we have to talk to her off the air now.
Okay. 1-904. All right. I'll tell her we're off the air. I really will pick it up and take it off the air. Yeah, thanks for laughing, Mike. Right in the middle of my big dramatic speech.
Sorry. That's it. It was drama. High drama. It wasn't real.
The jaws of hell. I'm swallowing you.
Well, I don't want to know the kind of trouble she'd be in. Now, what's her name?
I don't remember.
Tina. Can I help you?
Yes, hi, Tina. Please tell her it's Don and Mike, and that her voice will not be on the radio.
Okay, hold on for a second.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. I just
hung up on her.
You're worked up. Your fingers are beginning to perspire. You're working yourself up into one of those frenzies.
That's right. The jaws of hell.
I couldn't help myself, okay?
They just don't seem very...
You expect me to sit here and not laugh when you're doing that?
They don't seem very shaken up, do they?
No, they don't. And I guess my laughing didn't shake him up anymore.
Well, now I'm going to try to... Okay, I'll try to get this together.
Okay. Your off-air presentation. Well, you will hear it, but she won't be on the air.
Right. All right, bear with me, folks. And the jaws of hell will open up and swallow you inside. Then you will go through the digestive system of hell, and you will come out as waste.
Passed. You will be passed.
Let me help you.
Yes, hi. I accidentally was disconnected when I was holding for Tina.
Okay, is it done in mine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you. Now, main hold. Got it.
Got it? Okay.
Got it. Hello. Okay. Good. We're set.
Okay, you're still on hold.
I'm hearing the cheap Elvis music right now in the background.
The poorly reproduced Elvis music.
In the ghetto.
Not really doing justice to his music. And incidentally, we are both fans.
Hello? Now I am not hearing the music.
Okay.
Hello? Yo. Gates of hell will open up. Swallow you. That's right.
You know, that was almost TV evangelist style.
She just hung up.
She hung up.
She hung up.
Well, that's not nice.
All right. One more time. Here we go.
Meanwhile, we have Major Bill standing by. Give us a little taste of what happened on Friday. Major Bill can probably recreate the whole thing.
A Major Bill taste.
And that must be a...
Let me help you.
Yes, I was just disconnected again while holding for Tina.
Okay, well, Tina told me that she didn't really want to talk to you anymore.
Mm. Well, we said she won't be on the air.
Why don't you please tell Tina that my general manager is on the line and would like to speak with her?
Well, sir, she was told...
His name is Norm Peterson.
Okay, well, she told me she does not want to talk to you anymore.
Then I'm going to tell you that I'm going to give your phone number out this afternoon, and every Tom, Dick, and Harry that listens to my radio show will call you and tell you about... Hello?
Yeah?
Oh, great, you're still there.
Uh-huh.
First Amendment rights.
Okay.
Fresh on the file.
These are some of the things we look for in the young MD.
Whatever melts your butter, okay?
Yeah, whatever melts your butter. You're going to be in the frying pan, darling.
All right, folks, here's the number. Here is the number. Here it goes, 901-332-3322. All right?
Whatever melts your butter.
Her name is Tina now. 901-332-3322. And let's try this guy, David Beckwith, back.
Yeah, David Beckwith hasn't returned our call either.
Right, David Beckwith, the guy in Los Angeles who gave us the letter saying that we could broadcast from Graceland.
Good afternoon, the Beckwith Company.
Yes, hello.
Mr. Beckwith's not in.
Hello, my good friends again.
Yes.
Yes, it's us. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, have you given David that?
I passed it on to where he is now, so that's all I can do.
So he got the message?
I didn't actually speak to him, but I had passed the message on to where he is.
So you don't know whether he's gotten the message or not?
I believe he is aware of...
he's aware of it.
Yeah.
Good.
Would you leave him just one more little part? Would you please tell him that the gates of hell will open and swallow him?
You've ordered this?
The gates of hell will open, swallow, eat him, and he will come out as a piece of the devil's waste.
Responsible for this?
What?
Are you sure he's the one responsible for this?
Well, you know, so far nobody's accepting any responsibility.
Are we sure this guy's responsible?
David Beckwith is the guy that wrote the letter, and he's the guy that said we could broadcast live from Graceland.
He's one of Is he one of the guys, boys?
Yeah, Diane.
All right, thank you.
All right, well, listen.
Maybe it was Red and Sonny who did it.
Who? Oh,
hey, little Elvis chick.
Hey, all the people down in Memphis were as hip as you, we wouldn't have had these problems.
Yeah. That's right. We wish we dealt with somebody like you. We would have been all set.
Well, I'm sure he's not that bad of a person.
All right, well, you sound okay. What's your name?
Bill.
Bill.
Bill, thank you for being so nice, and we're glad you got him that message.
Okay, great.
All right, thank you, Bill. All right, goodbye.
That was Bill. That was Bill doing a little of the Memphis Mafia shtick for us.
So are you writing me a note, Diana? Why don't you please hit the microphone and tell me?
Well, that guy, when he said he passed the message on to wherever Beckwith was,
right.
He must have passed it on to his wife because his wife called me and insisted on knowing what the message was, and I told her, you know, have him call. So she said, I will definitely pass it on to him, but she was upset that I wouldn't tell her exactly what it was.
Good, the wheels are beginning to turn.
All right, well, then I think it's time that we get Ken Stevens involved in this. But, oh, we got to do news. My goodness, Buzz, you're standing by for news, aren't you?
Yes, damn it.
All right, well, it's going to have to wait till after these commercials.
Okay.
We'll come right back. Folks, the story of the Memphis riot continues to unfold.
Yep.
We will replay the riot in all of its glory at 5 p.m. today on WJFK.
Bravo.
And the gates of hell will open.
Man.
And welcome you. And it's 4:02.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
Double-Atlantic Mobile offers cellular phones for as low as $199 when you sign an annual contract. This is a limited offer and other charges apply. Call 1-800-255-BELL. And now with sometimes reliable traffic, here's Stevie. Buzz, you might want to just, scratch that first newscast.
Consider it scratched.
But then, I'm just seeing here, it's already 4:06.
Yeah.
And my goodness, we'd get the news on it. It would be time for another one.
That's right. Where did the time go?
Well, it's all this Memphis bashing, and
you and your jaws of hell,
Buzz. We haven't even asked you the personal trauma that was inflicted on you.
Oh.
Well, naturally, I feared for my own safety. My heart was pounding, and I feared for the safety of my typewriter, without which this news could not be possible. You know, really, what a guy Buzz was when all that was happening, and those security guards were descending upon us. Buzz was just saying, "Whatever you do, save the equipment."
That's right. Buzz was. Rather rapidly packing up his stuff, ready to make a run for it.
I was under the table. Yeah.
All right, well, stand by with
okay.
that. We will definitely get to news this hour.
Okay, you let me know.
On WJFK, because after all, that's how the man is supporting his family.
There you go.
And it's 4:07. Ready whip for everybody over there, Buzz.
Giggle.
All right. Here's Stevie.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, good afternoon. Inbound cabin John Parkway still dealing with a multi-car accident at the Clear and Barton Parkway. Also, back look at Braddock accident there. Braddock at Sully in the clearing stages. We have word of a truck looking fuel on the outer loop ramp to go southbound on 95, which is already pretty heavy as you make your way to Woodbridge, with all lanes open. Northbound 355 at Jones Bridge. You want to stay to the right to get by an accident there. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
WJFK. 408, rain on and off this afternoon. High 72, low tonight 67, high tomorrow 80. 72 right now, and here he is, Vice President, General Manager, Kenneth Stevens.
Hello, Kenneth.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
You bellowed?
We bellowed, yeah. Well, there was some more bellowing going on earlier, but yes, we did summon you.
The call was on the phone, so I didn't hear.
The call that I received from Kenneth on Friday went something like, are you guys in jail?
And if not, why not?
I said, no, we're not in jail. Ken, of course, enjoyed the aspect of the show that ended up in fisticuffs.
Yes, it was quite good. Interesting radio, if you will.
Got my money's worth.
There you go.
The comment was made. It could have been during a fall rating sweep.
Yeah,
as opposed to during the summer rating sweep.
Well, perhaps you can send us somewhere else where we can get thrown out during the fall.
I bet I could find a place.
Well, now here's the question. As far as, hey, Diana, come here.
Okay.
Take a look at her now. Come here.
Hold up your arm for him and show him the welt.
It's not a welt anymore, but imagine that 4 days.
Wow. Now, and what about, do you still have the bruises between your legs?
No,
pardon me?
Not as bad. They're just kind of roped.
They ran those wires.
Hey, what did those security guards do to you?
They ran their wires between her legs. Really?
Yeah.
No.
They
now tell Ken,
like
tell Ken exactly what they did and how you were straddled over the...
I was kind of straddled at one point.
Over the cords,
yeah,
the power cords.
From power cords being run across my arm. And then they had me in this grip, and I had big finger marks and welts on my hand from them holding me back.
But let me say again, both Mike and I, neither of us chickens. We were at least, what, a good... How far were we from Diana?
Well, we didn't have time to get our stun guns, and we were about, I would say, a good... 3 miles from Diana. Let's embellish. Why not? We were 20 miles from Diana when this all happened. No, you know what it is? We were not that far away from Diana, but it happened very quickly when they pounced on her.
We were surrounded by an angry mob.
That's right.
No lie.
And, of course, the priority at that moment was just keeping it on the air.
So, anyway, Ken, about them roughing up Diana. Now, we've called there, and, gosh, we've tried to be nice.
And the woman, wouldn't talk to us. And then I threatened her with some kind of legal action. You know, because we're still owed. Don't you think they owe us the satellite time?
Oh, absolutely.
The 2 extra hours. And what about
all
the advertisers that got screwed on Friday afternoon?
Many thousands of dollars there.
Right. Not to mention our incredible, our aura, our mystique.
Our reputations were damaged.
Yes.
The amount I paid for your airfare.
The amount you paid for the airfare, for the hotel, for the whole nine yards.
The room service.
And
you haven't gotten those. You haven't gotten those bills, have you?
Kevin? The room
got
service.
That said, I can.
He's learning. He's beginning to learn.
You know how much my room came
you guys
to?
You eat a lot, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
How much?
With everything?
You write it down.
Now, keep in mind that in this bill was two nights. At the rate.
Okay.
Two
nights. Enough. What was it?
One room service meal.
What? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
A breakfast.
Oh, a breakfast. How bad could that be?
But then there was one meal that I paid for everybody on my room.
And of course.
The old.
And of course, all.
It's probably the same one he paid for everybody.
And all the movies that I had.
Yeah.
He watched a lot of movies. They had a thing in the hotel called Guest Choice where you can actually pick out your favorite movies.
What? $4.95 a movie?
$8.95 a movie.
$8.95. Did you get the ticket home with you?
Let's play a little game. Mike, write down what you think my total was at the hotel.
All right. I'm basing this on my bill.
All right.
Which I,
I'm going to have to recoup all of this from Graceland.
Yes. There you go, Kenny. And indeed, Mike has held up.
Let me see.
You know the only difference?
Yeah.
That $200 dinner.
Oh, man.
That $200 dinner is the only difference in our bills.
Did you include the $200 dinner?
Yeah, I didn't think of that. And, of course, it would have been inflated if I had thought of that. I was just speaking strictly from the hotel.
Well, now, Ken,
it's a lot of money in a $75 a night hotel.
can we rest assured, then, that the legal powers from Infinity Broadcasting will call them and try to recoup some? And plus, look at poor Diana. Not able. Would you like a neck brace, Diana?
Get her a neck brace. Do you need a kidney belt like those weightlifters use? All right.
Now, I'm not sure, because I'm not an attorney, but I think that security guards, private security guards,
mm-hmm.
there are rules, regulations about how far you're allowed to go in dealing with someone before you have to call the real police, as opposed to the Elvis police.
And, you know,
I don't think the Elvis police actually have the right to physically grab someone who's not intoxicated or a danger to someone else.
And we did not even mention the emotional distress that Diana's been under. I mean, really, but what she goes nuts if what? Touch her, Don. Just put your hand on her arm.
No, no, no.
Ever since that she does that whenever I touch her.
I saw her do that in the hallway.
That's nothing new.
Come to think of it, that was you too then.
Well, Ken, suffice to say, are we going to try out our
legal
big guns?
Action will follow.
All right.
All right.
All right, excellent.
Get them, boys.
Get them, boys. Hey, great news. You sold the Carlisle trip.
Yeah, to Jerry's.
To Jerry's Ford.
Jerry's Ford, the good people at Jerry's Ford.
Jerry's Ford?
Yeah. Jerry's Ford, that's
Jerry's
right.
Jerry's Ford, they're great.
They're great, aren't they, Kenny?
Who was it?
Jerry's Ford, Ken, get out.
All right, folks, now here's the number if you'd like to call Graceland and tell them welcome to the jaws of hell. The phone number there is area code 901-332-3322. But say, why stop there? Don't you think they'd love a Western Union telegram?
Sure, why not?
Telling them that they are infringing upon First Amendment rights?
And how dare they kick Don and Mike out of Graceland?
And bruise our producer?
That's right.
Please tell them the jaws of death, the jaws of hell are opening up and ready to swallow them. Here's their address. Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Yeah, ma'am.
You're my queen.
You're my queen.
Memphis, Tennessee, 38186.
And don't put those "you're my queens" in there, okay? Or for anybody that's writing down verbatim what you're saying.
The jaws of hell will open up and swallow you. You're my queen.
Elvis Presley Boulevard, you're my queen. Box.
Okay, one more time. It's Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard. You're my queen.
Yeah,
Memphis, 38186.
Jaws of hell.
That's right. Write to them, call them, do whatever is necessary.
Let them know that we're upset.
And now let's welcome to the WJFK airwaves somebody who was with us that day. Come in, Major Bill Smith.
Mage?
Hello, Mage.
Mage.
He might have hung up by now.
Major?
How long had we had him on hold?
20 minutes.
20 minutes? I can't imagine why he'd hang up after 20 minutes.
Hello, WJFK.
How unreasonable.
Hello?
Yep. Hello?
Do I have the phones turned on properly? Hello?
Oh, Don.
Yes, I am.
Hey, I want to let you know I'm trying to get through to
Graceland, the phone lines are jammed.
Oh, glad to hear it.
That's the way we like it.
Glad to hear it, my friend.
Here in Baltimore.
Thank
All
you.
Right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, listen, don't just call, folks. Contact Western Union.
Yeah, that's the best idea.
How much can it call to send a telegram?
Huh? Yeah, something a little with a little more clout than just a phone call.
A little song, a little dance.
A little seltzer in your pants.
And the jaws, the doors of hell.
Jaws of hell.
Will open and swallow you.
Doors or jaws?
Well, whatever.
Does hell have jaws?
And you'll end up being hell's entrails. That's right. That's what I see for the people from Graceland, Mike.
You will be passed through the colon of hell.
Yeah. And henceforth, that town shall be known as Bowie, Maryland. And it is 16 past four. Listen, we never even did a birthday list here today.
All right.
Oh, and we've got the big replay of the Memphis riot happening at 5 today.
Yes, if you did not get a chance to listen on Friday, you'll hear the way they threw us out of there.
If you've just been tuning in now, maybe over the weekend, somebody said, did you hear what happened on Don and Mike's show on Friday? From 5 until 5:27 today, we will proudly rebroadcast, in its entirety, unedited, the entire Memphis riot.
Get off my leg! Get off my leg!
Happy birthday today to Sean Penn,
yeah.
Who is 32.
Should have stayed with making comedy movies after Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Robert De Niro, who is 49, and Booger Powell.
Boog!
Booger!
All right.
He is 51 today.
Nice guy.
Let's do a stack at 4:16 on WJFK. The phones have been throbbing. And I do believe that the GP is waiting.
Yes, they are.
To speak to us about the Memphis trip.
Everybody wants to know about it.
All right, so let's do a phone scan when we come back. Here are the numbers, folks. In 202, it's 432-1067. From everywhere else, call 410-597-WJFK. Phone scan's coming up. Plus, in the next hour, we'll be giving away a couple of trips on the Don and Mike Party Bus to Carlisle.
We got that. We got a big bus to fill, folks.
Yes, we do, for the big Redskins show on Wednesday. Oh, and also that very old DJ tape of us during our first week together on the air.
Oh, I'm prepared to be nauseated.
Yeah, so we'll come right back with a phone scan and more on WJFK. We are suing them. We are suing them. You know, it feels so nice to be on the other end of one of those for the first time, huh?
Nice to dish out the gravy.
And maybe we'll sue them for $15 million. Huh? We'll be right back. It's 4:17.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
Yeah, we haven't even mentioned that game. That game on Sunday.
Yeah, a little rough start in the preseason for our boys in Burgundy.
I look at it as a good sign, though, because if I'm not wrong, every time they've had a really lousy preseason, they've had a great year. I know last year they lost like the first three preseason games before they won the last one.
Yeah, so let's keep our fingers crossed.
Besides, not a lot of the regular guys were in there last night. That offensive line, my goodness, you and I could have put on jerseys and gone in and played. 4:22 now, WJFK. We'll talk about the game and more in a second, but now with sometimes reliable traffic, here's Stevie.
Good afternoon. Boy, there is a big mess out there this afternoon. Eastbound 50, east of 66, we have reports of an accident there. Outbound 66 is slow but incident-free. On the inner loop to go southbound on 95, it's going to be quite the drive this afternoon. We have a jackknife tractor trailer on the ramp to head southbound on 95. On the outer loop to head southbound on 95, we still have a truck that's leaking fuel. Southbound Route 1 at 23rd, you want to stay to the right to get by an accident there. Inbound Cabin John at Claire Barton Parkway. Police still dealing with an accident there. Look for directions. Southbound BW Parkway on the ramp to go to 197. Accident there. Outbound New York at Bladensburg. Another accident there. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
I don't have copy. Who is that for?
Bell Atlantic.
All right. Let's start the clock and go. Mike?
Yeah, Don?
In 10 seconds, tell me everything you like best about Bell Atlantic.
Oh, the clarity, the ease of use, the pure quality of great phone conversations. I was gonna go for a half hour.
10 seconds is done.
Don,
phone scan time.
Don,
yeah, Charlie, what are you doing here?
Don, I have a question for you. I have a question for you, Don.
Yes, Charlie.
I was watching the television today during the soap operas. They let me come in and watch TV with them today.
Oh, your stories, yes.
And a commercial came on. During the soap operas.
I know. Is this the one you talked about?
Yeah.
In the room that I...
Yeah, the commercial came on for ladies that want to find out if they're pregnant or not.
Yes.
And they said, they show this plastic thing, and then the announcer says that if you want to find out whether you're pregnant or not, you hold this plastic thing in your stream. And my question to you, Don, is what if you don't have a stream? I mean, I know a lot of houses where people just have lawns and they don't have... So how can you shut up you're pregnant if you don't have a stream?
Charlie, they didn't mean that kind of a stream. Don't you get it? Hold it in the stream.
What do you mean the stream?
Hold it in the stream.
No, if you have a house without a stream or a brook,
pee.
You get... What?
Your pee. You hold it in the stream of your pee.
Oh. Oh, oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God,
I can't believe that.
Well, Charlie.
I can't believe that.
Come back.
Oh, no,
Charlie, that's true.
No, I didn't know you hold it in your pee. That's
Charlie,
so gross.
What do you think, the only people that could use that are people who have actual streams on their property?
That's what I thought, Don. I really thought that. I thought you had it on stream. But now you told me to have to hold it in their pee.
Hey, Charlie. Hey, Charlie, one more thing.
Oh, what?
How about that Star 66 jingle?
Oh, yeah. If the number you call is busy, it's a problem you can fix. Let me take call. Do it for you. The Star 66.
See you in the stream.
Oh, it was pee.
Islands in the stream.
There he goes.
Islands in the stream. That is what we are.
You get so confused so easily.
425 with Don and Mike on WJFK. Now let's dive into these live calls. Don't forget the complete replay of the Memphis riot.
All right.
At 5 o'clock today. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was wondering what happened to the couple on the dream date.
Well, as I understand it, the plane arrived late. They arrived at our broadcast site after we had all been physically tossed off the site.
Right.
Late Friday night in the hotel bar.
Yep.
By means of ESP.
Yep.
Mike O'Mara, noted psychic, was able to make contact with them.
Yeah, we enjoyed some really nice Memphis blues, the three of us, and it was quite fun, quite enjoyable. A lovely little blues band, and both contest winners, the dream date, they were both very nice people and seemed to be enjoying each other's company. However, they were just a tad suspicious about what we might do to them. They somehow thought that we would have their room wired with listening devices, and and I said, us?
Well, that
of
was,
course not.
That was the thought.
But they seemed to get along pretty good together.
Yeah, well, they were both real nice people, and they did seem to hit it off.
That's good. Okay, thanks.
You bet. You want to know the truth? If we hadn't had all that problem with the Memphis Nazis,
that's right.
The plan was for Daryl to put a wireless microphone in their room.
You know, that's one of the very first things seriously that they asked me about. They said, we thought you were going to maybe put microphones in the room.
Us? We wouldn't do that. Hello, WJFK.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hi, baby.
I just called and asked for Tina at Graceland.
Yeah.
I told her my name. Said, this is Lizbeth Rico with the American Civil Liberties Union. And she said, well, Tina's not here. I got to take a message. And I said, well, tell her the jaws of hell are going to
open up. Jaws of hell.
Yeah, that's it.
ACLU. You're
going to open up and swallow her inside.
They abruptly hung up on me.
All right, well, keep it up. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
All right, let me give the number out. Folks, that ACLU thing, that's a good angle to take on this.
There you go.
Somebody actually might want to call the ACLU, for God's sakes.
Yes, our rights as citizens were violated.
901-332-3322.
I feel so unclean.
That is the number at Graceland. Ask for Tina. And if you'd like to send them a wire, for goodness sakes, Western Union them something.
Right.
To Graceland.
Not cash, mind you.
3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard. You're Mark Lean.
Yeah, you're Mark Lean, man.
Memphis, 381-86. Another call. Hello, WJFK.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, home guys?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, slap my hand, you black soul man.
You guys are too cool. I got a couple of things to ask. First of all, Don.
Yes.
Mike is probably going to tune out. What's the deal with this Q and this Borg people on Star Trek? I'm lost.
What do you mean you're lost? Well, first off, the Q and the Borg have nothing to do with each other.
Okay,
although the first time that the people in the Enterprise came in contact with the Borg was when Q got pissed off at them and threw them light years into the future to see a foe that they could never defeat.
Oh, I see.
You got it?
I see.
All right.
And one more thing, please.
Yes.
Yeah. Go on, I guess, huh?
What? All right, you got your Star Trek question in. What is it now?
No, I just wanted to say that, Don, I've listened to you since you were on PGC years ago. I think I was like 7 or 8.
But thank you.
To make a little comment about the show. I was a little disappointed in the porn movie excerpt with when you play the porn movie excerpt thing.
You were disappointed in that tape?
No, disappointed just because it was on the air and kids might be listening. I don't want to put a damper on the show, but I just felt kind of bad about that.
I think you're right, sir. I think we're being actually irresponsible. Wait a minute.
Oh, God. I mean, what a worthless thing.
You know what? I guess that's the problem with America. Everybody's afraid to face the truth with their kids. You know what I would tell my kid?
At 6 or 7 years old.
First off, if your kid's 6 or 7, really, you probably shouldn't have them listening to our show.
No.
And second off, if...
I don't even have kids.
Well, then what do you care? Get off my head.
Hey, you Trekkie. Hey, I'm sorry. You know, you would think less of me if I didn't say that.
But really, if your kid is 6 or 7, maybe he or she shouldn't be listening to our show. And if they are, for goodness sakes, why don't you just be honest with them? You know what I would tell my kid? And I bet it's come up. It's the sound of two people making love.
Mm-hmm. And really, I'll
deal
also,
with it.
You know, when something's on television, you're watching something with a couple, mom and dad are watching something, and the kid comes into the room occasionally, you turn the sound off or turn it off briefly and wait till the kid leaves the room. It's the same thing with the radio. You do the exact same thing.
You know, once, not too long ago, somebody gave me a condom that was in a key tag. And I had put it in my pocket, and I brought it home, and it was just sitting out on the dresser with all my change and my watch and stuff. And Bart picked it up and came over and said, "What is this?" And I was faced with that.
Yeah.
I could either lie and tell him it's some little toy, or I could really explain to him what it is. And I did.
You explained it to him?
No, I told him it was a toy.
Oh, why? I was sitting here getting ready to believe you were going to take the challenge.
No, I did tell him. Of course I told
you did.
Him what
so he was, well, you've explained the facts of life to him.
Well, he's known the facts of life for a long time. I explained.
That's good. Normally, parents wait, till 7 or older sometimes.
Well, he is 7 now.
So when did you tell him? When he was 7?
I guess maybe when he was 6, when he really came in and seriously asked me about it.
I was told the facts of life when I turned 18.
Yeah, Don and Mike, I love your show, but you know, what if there are children listening, for God's sakes? So there's two people blowing up a balloon.
There you go. It's easy. It's called creative parenting.
It's people running up using a Stairmaster.
Until they turn 7, and then you have to tell them what it really is.
Yeah. Come on, just tell them they're making love.
Making wild love. No. Doing it like dogs.
WJFK.
Tell him it's Steve Allen.
Hello.
Don?
Yes, I'm
Mike, how are you, Ed?
Hi there.
Just before you were rudely interrupted in your broadcast on Friday,
yes,
you were about to give us a juicy story about Diana and I think it was porn in the hotel room in Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
And you never finished it, and I was dying to hear that.
Oh.
Oh.
Diana, don't do that to me.
She's giving you a dirty look?
No, she's...
Yeah, she's
pleading?
She's begging.
That's the appeal.
She's in there begging, and...
Oh, come on, you have to let us know.
No, sir, she's...
Sir?
Ma'am. I'm sorry, I'm losing my place on the show.
Diana's over making some gyrations right now.
Diana, now, when you were pointing to that finger, you weren't flipping me off. You're pointing to the fact that you have an engagement ring. What, and has he started listening to the show these days? Has somebody hit him up to the show, finally? Has somebody hit him up to the show?
Well, we all know that she was in the bathtub and Daryl was shaving.
Oh, no.
Well, you've blown it now, man. You've blown it now.
I don't know if there are no children listening. Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's Steve Allen.
Right, Diana, I'm done with the subject. I'm moving on.
We're pressing forward.
Thanks anyway.
All right, hold on just a second. Hold on.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, is this you? No, hold on a second. Hi, is this you? Yeah, okay. No, I couldn't tell you on the air. Yeah, I'm telling you off the air. So anyway, here's what I did. I called up to their room. And I said,
oh, she's running in. She's coming in here. She's coming. She's coming in here right now.
I got to go. Bye.
Bye. Well, can I just say one thing?
Diana,
hang on, because you never mentioned the fact that Daryl had finished shaving when I was there.
No, but hey, hold on. That is not what Daryl said to me when I called.
Come on. Like, Daryl's going to ever tell the truth about something.
He's finished shaving, and what, he was just walking around with a...
No, I'm not
going to... We can't do this anymore?
Okay.
Diana,
don't be mad at us.
Diana, we won't. Seriously, we won't do that anymore.
All right.
We promise.
We are getting off.
We're getting off this
subject. We're getting off the subject right now.
We won't talk about you and Daryl and play Steve Allen 7.
Okay.
Bye, Diana.
Right. Besides, Mike, what if kids are listening? Huh?
Absolutely.
Think about that, huh?
What would the Borg think?
They're blowing up a balloon, you see.
Hi, this is Steve Allen.
Hello.
I'd like to tell you about my fine line of jams and jellies.
What am I doing now? I've screwed up the phones terribly. Hello, anybody there? WJFK. Hello?
speak.
You know what I did? If I press conference,
you hang up on people.
On everybody at one time.
WJFK.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, just fine.
I wanted to let you know I saw an interesting movie. It's called Mystery Train. Have you heard of it?
No.
Well, it's about two Japanese, a Japanese couple, and they come over from Japan, of course. They're 18 years old, and they go to Memphis to see Graceland. And it's based around their trials and tribulations.
Do they get thrown out by a bunch of Nazis who try to beat them up?
No, but there are a couple of Nazis in it.
It's about Japanese?
It's two Japanese kids. They're 18.
Are there any big, like, giant lizards or spiders or anything like that?
No, that was Naked Lunch.
Naked Lunch?
What?
That was a different movie.
All right.
Godzilla.
Yes. Godzilla.
Pardon my Japanese stereotype right there, but you know I think of Japan and film, and I think of like Godzilla and that giant flying bug.
That pains me when you do that.
The British guy ended up.
Pains me, Mike, when you stereotype our Japanese and Chinese listeners.
I'm sorry, it's very foolish of me, and I please everyone accept my humblest apologies. And hey, let's throw in the apology for playing that terrible Steve Allen sound effect too.
That was in it too.
That was in it.
The moaning.
The moaning was in it?
Young couple are making love and...
Ooh, I love you.
You shouldn't say that on this program. The children might be listening.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, and I also got a hold of Tina.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah.
She hung up on me.
What a surprise.
Yes.
What did you say to her?
Very rude.
What?
After I told her I was calling for Don and Mike, she was very rude, hung up on me.
Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh, when's the giant lizard going to walk into the room?
Next week.
I love what you do for me.
Well, thank you very much.
You all have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
Whatever.
Goodbye.
Hello, WJFK.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling to congratulate you. I lost all confidence in you guys when you lost your little control and your manliness when you were talking to Coach Gibbs.
Oh, yeah, okay. Did we win you back, sir?
I thought you were going to do the same thing when the security guards were coming, but... No. Which one of you guys supposedly has the biggest cojones in WJFK?
That's me, Don.
Well, Don, you guys, you made me a believer in you again.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, just let me say that no matter how big my testicles are, if we call Coach Gibbs and he ever answers the phone, I become a wuss right away.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I can't stand up to him. It's like standing up to my father.
I thought you guys were going to run away again, but you
We stood up to those security guards.
Hey, plus, we stood up better this time to Coach Gibbs than we have in our previous calls to him.
That's right. Normally, sir, if you haven't heard him, the Coach Gibbs calls would go something like this. He answers the phone. Yellow.
Yeah.
And then we both kind of go,
and then we would just hang up on him.
At least we told him who we were this time.
Yes. Well, hey, your signal is really strong way down in southeast Maryland, but you can't get it in College Park.
You can get WJFK AM in College Park.
Barely.
Well, hey, what do you want from me? You can get it.
Get a better radio.
Yeah, that's right. Improve your life, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Queen.
You're my queen.
You're my queen, man. Nice to know that we were fully aware of the fact that we did lose a few that day when we were wusses in front of the coach, but it was so sudden, it was so quick.
But I believe we even pointed out how really unmanlike we were. We were like two little girls talking to him.
Yeah.
Hi, Coach. Sorry we woke you up.
Hello.
Goodbye. WJFK.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Track Lighting.
Ooh.
I love that one.
Hey, I just called down to Graceland,
yeah.
And I told the young lady I wanted to do a front side boneless on her squeeze squab.
No.
And she hung up in my face.
Yeah. Nice to know.
I don't even know exactly what that meant. I just think it has something to do with the...
Absolutely.
Hello, W.
We encouraged him.
JFK. We didn't encourage that, though.
No, we didn't.
Hello. What am I doing here? Hello, are you there? Hello, caller? WJFK.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is John from Arlington.
Yes, John.
Hey, I just got off the phone with Tina's receptionist.
Yeah.
I told her I was working for the president's staff, and then I'm calling about the violation of your civil rights and freedom of speech.
That's believable. I bet she believed you were from Bush's
staff. Oh, I bet she took a hook, line, and sinker.
Well, she ended up hanging up on me, saying Tina wasn't there.
Should have gone all the way. Said you were Dan Quayle.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, is Major Bill back on the line?
Oh, boy.
Hello, hey, Major,
Major
Bill.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, baby. I'll tell you what.
Hey, Major, hold on. Put a cork in it. I've got to do a commercial.
Okay.
Come right back with Major Bill Smith.
All right.
Folks, and the replay of the riot in Memphis.
Yeah, baby.
5 o'clock today on WJFK. It's 4:38 right now.
Am I queen?
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
4:42, good guy time, but now here with sometimes reliable traffic is Stevie.
Good afternoon. Outbound 66 is a slow drive this afternoon, but incident-free. Southbound 95 is quite the drive this afternoon. On the inner loop, we still have a jackknife tractor-trailer to go southbound on 95. On the outer loop, we have a truck leaking fuel to go southbound on 95. Police working to clear an accident, Georgia at Spring Street, Arcola at Kent Mill, and also northbound branch to go on the inner loop. And also in Prince George's County, accident Route 1 at Conti. Good luck at Hanover. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve. You are beautiful. It is 4:43.
Just the way you said that was very show busy. You are beautiful, my friend.
I was feeling kind of beautiful, my good man.
You are. Is it the shirt, that attractive shirt you're wearing today that makes you feel beautiful?
You don't like this shirt, do you?
I guess I don't. Maybe I don't. I have poked fun at it.
The last time I wore it, I came down to the lobby of the hotel.
I know how much you love it, and I shouldn't say that.
I very rarely spend any real money on clothes.
I know.
This is one shirt that I spent a few shekels on. I happen to think...
you caught on right from the very beginning,
it's a pretty hot shirt. I came down the first day, and you looked at me, and you went...
Oh, I did.
You did, and you said,
"What?
Roll up the sleeves." You know, you said, "Roll up the sleeves."
Yep.
That's not a good look for you if your sleeves roll down.
That's right.
Roll down your sleeves,
and then you defiantly said that you wanted to keep them rolled down. You wanted to keep them rolled down for a little while longer. No, it's a fine shirt.
What's wrong with this shirt?
You know what clothes are? That you feel good in that shirt, right? Isn't that what counts?
Yeah, but if I look like an idiot in the shirt,
you don't look like an idiot.
Why don't you like it then?
I'm not. You like that color. You're much more into the black and purple colors than I am.
I am.
I mean, that's fine, that's why you're feeling saucy, right? I don't hate the shirt.
You don't like it though.
I don't.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know.
It's a handsome shirt.
I don't know.
Do you like my shirt, Buzz?
I don't know.
Do you like my shirt?
I like it very much.
All right, thank you, Buzz.
There you go,
I'm
Buzz.
Glad somebody likes my shirt here.
Thanks, Buzz.
Listen, here's what's coming up in the next few. Well, maybe we'll get a T-shirt or something. Would you rather I work in something else?
No. You can keep the shirt on. It looks good.
Here's what we have coming in the next few on WJFK.
All right.
The replay of the Memphis...
I'm sorry. I'll stop. Go ahead.
I think we got a coat in the car if you want.
It's okay. You don't need to put on a coat. The shirt is fine, and you've got your sleeves rolled up, and it looks good.
And the only reason the sleeves are rolled up is because you said to me.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think...
Now, why do they look bad rolled down?
I'm going to roll them down.
Why do they look so bad rolled down?
See, Buzz was just... Buzz was just going like this.
Shirt looks better with the sleeves rolled up. Why does it look bad if I roll the sleeves down?
Because it's just too much.
What do you mean it's too much?
Well, it's just too much. With the sleeves rolled up, it's just right. With the sleeves rolled down, it's too much.
It's perfect. It's kind of a casual shirt. And it looks perfect with the sleeves rolled up as opposed to rolled down.
Screw you both. I am rolling the sleeves down on it now.
Okay.
Look at my arms. So that's what it is. You think it looks like a disco shirt? Is that what you think?
Yes. I must be honest with you. Yes, that's what with the sleeves rolled down, it looks like a shirt from the 70s.
It is a shirt from the 90s. I have just purchased it.
I know, and you paid a lot of money for that shirt.
Yes, I did.
And I was simply saying when I saw you that I thought this shirt should be rolled up. It's just but if you want to keep the sleeves rolled down,
that's okay. The sleeves rolled down.
What are you wearing today?
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing a denim shirt thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I won't say anything. I didn't say anything. I didn't start this.
Well, yes, you did.
I didn't start
this.
Did.
You started it down in Florida.
Yeah, I did.
I have known all along you don't like this shirt.
How did you know that? I mean, really, because when I came out, I didn't do this.
You know why normally?
What?
Because normally with each of us, we know each other so well.
Yes, we do.
If I see you wearing a new shirt or a new jacket, I will immediately comment, and you do the same.
Yes.
I saw you. I came downstairs.
Right.
Like a prom date waiting for her date. I came down the stairs like that old game mystery date. I remember I came down to the lobby in Orlando like, look at me, look at my new pretty happy shirt.
Yeah.
And you said,
Roll the sleeves up. Roll the sleeves up.
I apologize.
All right, that's
please
all right.
Please accept my apology. I should not have said that.
All right.
I should have, you know, and you keep those sleeves rolled down.
I will.
I won't say anything more about the shirt.
It's not a disco shirt, Mike.
I will not say anything more about the shirt.
I'm not a disco guy.
I know you're not. I know you're not a disco guy.
I'm a rock and roller man.
Absolutely. It's a rock and roll shirt.
No, well, no, it's not a rock and roll shirt. Let's be honest.
Okay.
It's kind of a fruity shirt, but I kind of like it, okay?
That's what's important, right?
Yes.
That's what's important.
Yes.
It's a nice shirt.
And you with your Hollywood Square shirt. You have you know, Mr. Pirate shirt. You have no room to be laughing at me about this shirt.
I've tried to stay lay low during this.
Have you know, I spend good money for this shirt, much more than I normally spend for a shirt.
You spent a lot of money on that shirt.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Well, good clothes cost money.
I am saying that. That was a statement of fact. Here's what we have coming up in the next few minutes on WJFK.
Okay.
News, damn it.
Yeah. Now, does it really look that stupid with the sleeves rolled down?
No, it doesn't look
tell
stupid.
Me the truth.
You know I would give this shirt off my back for you. You know that, right?
You hate it that much?
Especially right now.
No, I don't hate it that much.
You know something? I really don't hate it that much. I prefer it, and I prefer it with the sleeves rolled up. But if you want to, you know, sit there with the sleeves rolled down, I think that's fine. I think that's perfectly all right.
Do I have a booger hanging out of my nose or something? What is it?
No, you don't. No, it looks fine.
All right.
The shirt looks fine. And I think you know what's important?
What?
You're happy in the shirt. And that's what
saves. There's something about that. When you say that to me, you know what you're saying to me? I read that as, well, Don's happy, but he can't see what an idiot he looks like in this shirt.
Now let's not go too far here. Let's not go too far. Okay, now you're blowing it out of proportion. Are you calling your wife?
No.
Okay, you look fine in the shirt.
My wife has less fashion sense than you do. I'm calling Terry at the front desk.
Terry,
to get an unbiased
authority. Absolutely. And I, you know, I'm sorry I brought the whole thing up about. And you know, with the sleeves.
Infinity Broadcasting.
Personal preference.
Okay.
Hi, baby.
Hello.
Hey, listen, have you seen my new shirt, my new disco shirt I'm so proud of?
No, I didn't see it.
Come back.
What you have on?
Yeah, walk back to the window. You don't like it either?
I didn't really pay any attention to that. I'm sorry.
Hey, Terry, do me a favor.
Okay.
Come back right now. Come to the window, take a look, then run back out to your desk and tell me what you think of my shirt.
Okay, just a second.
All right, here we go. Acid test now, okay?
You know, in the sleeves, it's just personal preference. That's all. Just when I asked you to roll up the sleeves.
Okay.
I didn't ask. I mean, I said...
You kind of demanded.
Yes. Maybe my tone was a little too strong.
Now, where is Terry? How long does it take her to walk from her front desk back?
Well, sometimes she gets one of those very important calls.
Hi, Terry. Okay? Now, there it is. Now, go back out to the phone.
Go back.
Now, she's laughing at me.
She's not.
Yeah, she was laughing at me.
She was laughing. Terry, don't laugh at his shirt.
We'll have a replay of the riot. Yes, Terry.
That's a groovy day. I like that.
See?
That's groovy.
She likes it groovy.
Do you think it's sexy?
Well, you're sexy anyway.
Well, thank you, Terry.
See?
Oh.
I guess you're glad you asked her now.
Yes, I guess I am.
All right. I'm sorry I even brought up the shirt.
All right, Terry.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
My Sharia more lovely as the end of summer. Whatever. 450 WJFK. Here's what we have coming in the next few minutes.
What are we doing next?
Well, now I'm going to roll the sleeves up because now I'm feeling...
Well, I think, you know something, you had those sleeves. You tell everybody, you had those sleeves rolled up when you came in today.
Yes, I did.
You like the sleeves rolled up.
No, I don't.
You don't?
No, I do.
You'd really prefer to have those sleeves rolled down?
Yes, but now I feel subconscious about it, so I'm going to roll them up now to make all my peers happy. Okay, in the next few moments, not only are we going to continue our assault on Graceland...
Yes.
...with the jaws of hell opening up and swallowing them wide...
That's right.
...urging you now to call Graceland and voice your complaint... at 901-332-3322, or send them a wire or a fax or something.
Right.
Find out their fax number on your own, but here's the number if you want to send them a telegram. It's Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard. You're McLean.
You're McLean, man.
Memphis, 38186.
All right.
Also on the agenda, Rudy Martsky, our friend from USA Today, who normally reports on the TV sports scene.
He's hurting right now, right?
Apparently, Rudy was in a car accident over the weekend.
Oh, dear.
He is fine. He has pins in his feet.
Oh.
And we've been told he is on medication.
That could be an interesting conversation.
Well, we'll see if we have time after the riot replay, Mike.
Okay, good stuff.
So Rudy Martsky may be put off until tomorrow's show.
Maybe he'll still be on medication tomorrow.
Now we still have a bus going to Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
We've got
to
fill that bus up.
Wednesday, we are going up for the Redskins as they break camp at Carlisle at Dickinson College. The Don and Mike Purdy bus.
Woo!
We have 36 seats to fill. We will be giving away a couple of those seats in the next few moments. All about Major Bill Smith. Hello?
Hello?
Well, this is not Major Bill. Hi.
No, hi.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Hi. Buzz, I'm not going to forget news this hour.
Okay.
It's coming up.
All right.
All right.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I called Graceland for you.
Oh, did you? And?
Well, I called the tour department and told them I had a big three-bus trip going up with elderly people, but I didn't think it was safe since they beat a woman up. And she denied the whole thing and said that it
was... Well, now, folks, hold on. See, the people who worked at the tour department at Graceland really have nothing to do with the Nazis that kicked us out.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I just wanted them to know that it happened, though.
All right. Well, your heart was in the right
place.
Your
heart was in the right place.
Answer me a question.
Well,
if a guy was wearing a brand new shirt that cost him over $60, okay, over $60, would you rather see him with the sleeves rolled up or the sleeves rolled down?
Definitely down on you. Any man that would buy a Star Trek shirt would definitely need his sleeves down.
All right, thank you.
Not sure I understand her logic, but she had an opinion.
All right, thank you, though.
You're welcome.
All right, now, is this Major Bill?
Yeah!
Hey, baby!
I survived the Memphis Rite.
All right, now, Major Bill.
Are you all right there, Mage?
I'm all right. I've been enjoying all this.
Okay. Major Bill.
You're going to have to hurry up to beat me to suing them dudes.
All right, Major Bill, in 1 minute or less, tell me exactly what happened when we left, and tell me where you're at on it now. Go.
Well, go. Number one, it's gotten all over the world. Just had a call from one of your friends in Hawaii who wants to know about it. I had a call from radio from Billboard magazine, wants to know about it. I went back the next day to the scene of the crime, and they avoided me like the plague. But the only thing I regret was when that lieutenant there said, "Either move along, or I'll have to put you in jail." I regret that I didn't say, "Well, man, give me a ride down to the fine place." But the Tina wasn't one to lead the charge. The young guy that first came up leading the charge, let's get a new name in here. His name is Steve Marshall. So that
Steve
gives him
Marshall.
A new name.
Steve Marshall.
Steve Marshall. He was the first guy that come up and told you to cut it.
Oh, that was
and
the
he
guy?
He thought he's kidding you.
Steve Marshall, that was the guy, the very first guy. The first guy
that wouldn't tell us his name until later on.
Now,
But it was...
Yo, your minute's up.
My minute's up. I'm telling you one thing. I've been enjoying the last 45 minutes listening to you guys.
Well, you've been on hold the last 45 minutes.
But I want you to... Yeah, I've been holding for 45 minutes.
Oh, sorry,
but
man.
I'm
sorry, mate.
The one that protected little Diane, and she will tell you, we were like a tug of war.
All
there.
Right, hold on a second. Hold on.
The part about him saving Diane, I got to put him on hold. Hope he's enjoying the show.
Here's 454. Here's Buzz Burbank with news, and when we come back... That's right. It's the replaying. Tell your friends who didn't hear it when it happened on Friday.
You'll hear it. A complete replay of us getting kicked out of Graceland.
The 27-minute riot at Graceland. Right after Buzz Burbank now at 5 till 5. Here is WJFK News.
The Republican convention has begun, and the party's platform's already been officially adopted. And even though that platform calls for a constitutional amendment banning nearly all abortions, there's disagreement about that that keeps floating to the surface. Like when California Senator John Seymour took to the podium.
I'm pro-choice, I'm pro-family, and I'm pro-job.
Tonight at the convention, speeches from Pat Buchanan and Ronald Reagan. President Bush is on his way to Houston after a stop today in Indianapolis. There, the president was talking to veterans this morning when he said the U.S. has the right to use force to make Saddam Hussein comply with those U.N. resolutions. And he paid tribute to those who fought in Operation Desert Storm.
To put it real simple, we kicked a little Baghdad bully.
Iraq, meanwhile, is suddenly more cooperative. The U.N. inspectors say they had no trouble on this latest 10-day tour, and that they learned things that will be genuinely helpful in future inspections. Jack Kent Cook is going to the people to get support for his Alexandria Stadium plans. At the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Mr. Cook paid for the handbills that are now posted on bulletin boards and in the athletic department. The handbills carry a headline that reads, "Stadium, yes." Permission for the handbills came from Governor Wilder. Mr. Cook is also turning to the pros for help. He's hired a nationally known pollster, two public relations firms, a law firm, and a lobbying outfit to help push the proposal. Would you be willing to leave your kid at a metro station while you pack it off to work? Montgomery County officials today announced plans to build a child care center at the Shady Grove Metro Station. There'll be room for about 100 kids. Companies can buy about half the slots for use by their employees. The rest would be available to the general public on a first-come, first-served basis. It's the first of 8 similar daycare centers planned for metro stations, the idea being to attract working parents to use mass transit. And finally, a nightclub dancer in San Antonio, Texas, says one of the customers got carried away and bit her on the bottom. Apparently, the man was trying to put a dollar bill into Deanna Merriman's G-string. According to him, she backed into his tooth. Whatever happened, the guy ended up walking away with his hand over his mouth, complaining about a loose tooth. Some poor judge will have to sort all this out in court. At 3:05, WJFK Sports and Weather, next. WJFK Sports Coach Gibbs says he enjoyed his first football game abroad. It was the 17-15 loss to the 49ers the coach could have done without. For years, Gibbs refused to play a preseason game in Europe because he feared the distractions, but he agreed this year after a vote by the players showed overwhelming support for the trip. The Orioles are off today after yesterday's 15-2 loss to the Kansas City Royals. The loss dropped the Birds 3 games back of the first-place Toronto Blue Jays. WJFK weather, rain off and on tonight, low around 67. Partly cloudy tomorrow, chance of rain, high around 82. Right now, 72 in Washington, 71 in Baltimore, 75 in Philadelphia, 63 in Boston. This buzzcast brought to you by Euro Motor Cars in Bethesda and Rockville. I'm Buzz Burbank on W.
What's the problem? Don't you like Elvis?
JFK.
Thank you, Buzz. And
all right, now tell your friends, tell the youngsters, tell the oldsters, tell the fat ones, tell the skinny ones, tell all of them, the short ones, the tall ones.
Gather around, everybody.
The big riot from Memphis will be replayed in its entirety next year on WJFK. It's almost 5 o'clock with Don and Mike, and amazing as it sounds, even with what happened in Memphis.
Yes.
We are continuing our world tour.
No, we have not gotten sidetracked with our world tour. We are moving on.
The Don and Mike Beyond Filth Tour.
That's right.
And the Beyond Filth Tour makes its next stop Wednesday in Carlisle.
That's right. The semis, the tractor trailers will be rolling into Carlisle.
Our trip to a Redskins training camp on Wednesday, we'll be bringing up a busload of people, incidentally, is sponsored by the fine folks, Mike, at Jerry's Ford.
Now, you know, Don, you want your car to have the best care possible, and so does Jerry's Ford in Annandale.
Now, this, of course, is not Jerry Lewis. This is not Jerry Van Dyke. This is not Jerry Lee Lewis. This would not be
Jerry Van... You said Jerry Van Dyke already.
There's, Jerry Lewis,
Jerry
Van
Dyke,
Jerry Vale.
Jerry Stiller.
All right, you stopped me with Jerry Stiller.
Thank you.
If you have quality car service to ensure that your car is, you know, hey, Ann Mira, still pretty good to look at.
Oh, she's in a bikini?
They have quality cars. They have
quality care.
Care service to ensure that your car gets the special care it needs when it needs it at Jerry Stiller Ford.
Jerry Stiller Ford's service technicians aren't just experienced. They're Ford trained.
Just like Ann Mira. And Ann Mara has hundreds of hours of high-tech training under her belt.
Oh, she's well-trained.
And she is up on the latest techniques for repairing your car.
If you'd really like to see Ann Mara in a bikini, visit Jerry's Ford in Annandale. In Annandale for quality care. After all, it may be your car, but it's still their baby in Ann Mara's bikini.
And it's Ann Mara carrying that baby. For more information or quality care, call Jerry Stiller's Ford. 703-256-5000. That's 703-256-5000.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM. WJFK.
504 will repeat the riot in Memphis right after Speedy with sometimes reliable traffic.
Good afternoon. If you're on the inner loop, you'll find delays from the American Legion Bridge as you make your way up to 270 Spur. Once past Democracy, everything looks pretty good. Heading eastbound on the freeway, traffic is okay as you make your way to College Park. Prince George's County Police still dealing with a couple accidents, 214 at 202, 410 at Piney Branch as well. In Wheaton, police dealing with an accident, Arcola at Kent Mill. Southbound 395 is pretty heavy at this time. On the inner loop to head southbound on 95, still dealing with that jackknife tractor trailer. I'm Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve.
Rain on and off tonight, low 67, and cloudy tomorrow. Here's Buzz's ready with forecast. Chance of rain tomorrow. You're McQueen, man.
Yeah, Bill.
I-82. Now it's 72 Washington, 71 Baltimore, 75 Philly.
63 in Boston.
Ooh, chilly. Where Infinity Broadcasting just bought a radio station today.
Hats off to us.
And that's something. It's 505. Okay, now, let me see which tape this is. I've got one tape, which is of our first show on WAVA.
See, very scary.
This is obviously the tape of our first show on WAVA. One of our first shows.
Something very unusual. Music.
Oh, I'm going to save that.
Okay.
We'll save that.
Boy, is that bad.
Wow. Boy, is that lame.
Seems a million years ago.
But now, Mike, let me start up the WJFK Wayback Machine.
Yes, it's smoking a little more than normal today.
Pull on that big old string. And indeed, it's time now to go back in time, back to last Friday, where you're going to be able to hear the last 27 minutes of our ill-fated broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee. And as you listen to this, I urge you to call Graceland at 901-332-3322.
Thank you very much.
Or wire them. Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard, Memphis, 38186. You're McQueen.
You're McQueen, man.
And now, live and commercial-free, not exactly live, taped. Here we go. It's the 28-minute melee in Memphis.
All right.
And now to the tape. This is not live.
See you back in Washington.
Diana, the lady right over there.
Right here?
In the yellow.
Come on over here, ma'am.
No, wrong not lady her. In yellow.
Wrong way, I'm sorry.
Go away, lady. Sorry.
She was kind of looking at me like she wanted to come over here.
Did you want to come over?
Did you want to come over and say something? There's a microphone right there. You can pick that up. Go ahead and talk right into that. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you, gentlemen, for covering the Elvis Tribute Week.
It's a pleasure to be here. It is indeed. Do you have anything?
Well, she's yours, Mike.
No, I have nothing more. Is that it? Is that all you wanted to say? Go ahead, ma'am. If you want to say something, you're just waiting, but go ahead. Is there something else you wanted to say?
I just want to tell you guys I appreciate you, and don't forget next year.
Okay, put the microphone down. Thank you very much. The exclusive interview with a woman who had nothing to say.
That was the wrong woman in yellow. What about the woman in yellow we wanted you to get?
Well, that woman in yellow had a long list of nasty words, and she didn't want to come
talk
to you.
What do you mean? Oh, what did she say when you went over there? Come on, just tell me.
She cussed at us, and she said they ought to get their effing butts out of here if they want to talk about the king that way.
That's close, Mike. Yeah.
All right. Where is she? I wish I could see where she is.
Come here, Mike. You can see her. She's right there with the yellow. Hi.
Where is she? Come
over this way.
She's behind the post.
See, she's behind the post right there with the yellow shirt and the aqua slacks on.
Hi, ma'am. How are you? Hope you're enjoying your stay down here.
The whole time when you were talking to those people.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. She is now screaming at me.
The whole time.
I love you, man.
The whole time that we were talking to the people about the book.
She was screaming at me.
I see her walking back and forth, pointing at us and yelling and screaming. I tell you what, I want to live dangerously.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
I can almost hear her.
I can hear her from here.
If everybody's quiet, we can hear her.
What? What did you say, ma'am? Oh, that was the PA person.
Yeah, go a little closer. We're on delay, aren't we?
Yeah, Cameron, keep your finger
on
the button here.
Don't hit the delay until I instruct you to.
All right.
Just tell me when. All right, there's some profanity I'm going to let go here.
Okay, hi, ma'am, how are you?
Hi. Hi. What did you say?
Did she say, I love Elvis?
I love Elvis.
We love Elvis, too.
I don't have to write no book. I don't want no money from him. I love him. I pay my fare to come here because I love Elvis Presley.
Yeah, right. I think we got one here. Okay. Let's give that woman a round of applause.
Diana, bring her over. I want to talk to her.
Bring her over. Come on, bring her. Diana,
don't be afraid of these people.
Jeez. We want to get an exclusive interview with this woman.
For goodness sakes, I spotted this woman a mile away.
I love Elvis. I think she might be from the Caribbean, man.
No, I'm not talking to nobody.
Hey, lady, can't we talk to you? Can we talk to you for a second?
Can I go back?
What is the problem?
Well, apparently she's with some people that are here kind of taking care of her, and they don't,
Is she nuts?
I think so.
Go find out.
Right? Yeah, find out if she's from, like, a hospital or something. Well, you know, where she is from. She is
made.
I want
to know where you guys are from. No, you don't want to know. You're just making up. You're making up a big game out of
No, ma'am, we're not making a game. Get out of here. I'm getting out of here now.
All right. We're fine. You know, I just saw one of those nursing type ladies that was.
I'm sorry, guys.
Okay.
I just.
You better put the major.
The major wants to go on the radio.
Major Bill, how are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, here is our mystery guest.
All right.
Our surprise guest, Major
All
Bill
right.
Smith.
Well, I tell you, that mom over there was preaching the gospel. She said she loved Elvis Presley.
Yes, she did. And
we
you
all
did
love
too.
Elvis Presley. I was hoping that Elvis is dead couple there, they ran off real fast. I asked her if she could read upside down. Oh, Elvis lives over here.
Elvis lives, and of course, for those of you that
Bill
don't know,
over here has Major, a very
all right. Somebody turn his microphone off. We'll be right back with Major Bill Smith, live from Memphis on WJFK. He's our special guest. It's 4:32.
WJFK.
All right, time for another Elvis Minute, an Elvis memory.
Oh, I mean, instantaneously, I know this one.
How do you distinguish this from the hamburger, from the peanut butter and nana, from the pork chop? What is this?
Catfish. This is catfish frying.
You're doing it every time.
I know Elvis's sounds, and I love these Elvis moments. I've been able to identify all of them.
You are Kreskin. You're my queen, man.
You're my queen, man.
Good chance of rain tonight. Hey, this is now from the Buzz Burbank Ready Whip Weather Center.
Oh, boy.
Buzz is feeling better, so he's off the NyQuil and back on the Ready Whip again.
Giggle, giggle.
Low tonight, 65. Yeah, ask Buzz what he wants to do tonight.
You want to go to the grocery store?
Come on, we can find the dairy aisle and get some of that Ready Whip.
Hey, want to go to Food Lion?
Food Lion.
Kroger? For the weekend, rain likely both days with highs are in the 70s. It's 73 right now back there where you are, and it's 79 here in Memphis.
Beautiful day here in Memphis, Tennessee.
With Don and Mike on WJFK. Uh-oh, here comes...
It's Elvis Security.
Here comes Graceland Security.
Buzz, what are they asking
Darryl,
here?
Darryl, mic this conversation.
Mic this conversation so we know what's going on. Let's make sure. Turn what off? The whole thing right now? What?
Why?
What? Wait, no, we're broadcasting live back to Washington, D.C. as we speak, sir.
You're shutting us down? You can't shut us down.
Wait, we've got
clearance. We have some permit to be here?
We've got a permit to do our broadcast.
We pay money for satellite time. We can't just cut it off.
Yeah, we need it from a hired authority, sir. We
somebody
really
who
do.
Shaves.
Somebody perhaps who has actually shaved in recent history. We need it from a hired authority. We're doing a live broadcast back to Washington, D.C. Okay?
Hey, listen, whatever you do, let's not break away, folks.
Yeah, we're going to stay with us and find out what's going on. Sir, we were here 5 years ago and did the exact same broadcast at the exact same site. We had no problem, and we're doing our show.
Why is there
a problem
today?
No, we can't do that because we're kind of broadcasting on the air right now.
We've got to do a live show. I mean, if you want, we'll sit here for the next 2.5 hours and just have the stare down with you live on the air. We're not trying to be jerks. We just like to know what the problem is, please.
We're just having a happy little radio show, doing it broadcasting live by satellite back to Washington.
We can't turn it off.
We can't turn it off. There's a lot of money that's involved with this here. That's why we've gotten our permits to come down here and broadcast live.
Months in advance.
All right.
I answer to a higher authority.
Like the spirit of Elvis, the spirit of the king. Hi, Mage.
Mage, will you help us out on this?
Mage, come on. You've got a
few. Who is this gentleman here? Would you identify yourself?
I'm Major Bill Smith. That's who I am.
They all know me down here.
Yeah,
I'll guarantee
Bill.
You that, baby.
That's right.
All right. They all know me. This guy knows me. Everybody knows me. What is your name?
What have we done that's so bad today?
That's what we're curious about. You know, anything that we've done, you can tell us on the air what we've done.
What have we done that's so bad?
And if you can't tell us on the air what we've done, then we wonder what we've done at all.
I'd like to know who the man is.
Yeah, I'd like to know who he is, too.
What is your name, sir?
Are you manager of one of the Elvis shops here?
Are you director of Elvis Presley Security for the shopping center?
What is your name?
Well, what is your function, sir? We're just curious.
This is the kind of radio drama that people have come to expect from the Don and Mike show.
You know, it's a little taste of the old days. It's a little taste of Disney, isn't it? This is amazing.
Do you know me? You don't know me?
Go ahead, Mage. Take it away.
Well,
Major Bill
like
Smith
to
is defending us.
Do you mind giving your name? You don't care to. You come down and tell the guys to go off the radio without giving your name?
Yeah, we're very curious as to why that is.
I know you're not Jack Stone.
No.
Folks, thank you, Todd Morgan.
I have to tell you now, a lot more security people are coming down here, including
Elvis
Pinn, and we're just kind of curious as to what the problem is.
The problem is
we've been asked to shut off our broadcast, and we're on the air right now, live, going back to Washington. We were here 5 years ago, did the exact same show in the same site. This man came up and asked us to shut down our broadcast.
We just don't know why.
And we want to know why. We don't know why, and we're curious as to why that is, and he won't tell us.
We have all the permits and everything. Everything's been taken care of months in advance.
I have to tell you, just...
But see, this is the...
What have we done that's made us lose our permit?
We're interviewing this gentleman.
What gentleman's been
part of our show for 7 years.
So?
Not on our property.
Is there a reason why
you
can't...
Hold on, Diana. 5 years ago, let me tell you something right now.
But that's history.
Five years ago
ain't going to cut it today, though.
You did not have Major Bill.
Sorry.
Major Bill is staying Elvis Presley's alive.
Major Bill was with us 5 years ago.
Is that a crime?
Is this the reason you're kicking us out, Major Bill Smith?
No, I understand from some of the fans that you've also said derogatory things about Elvis and made fun.
Oh,
never.
You're going to cut somebody off the air because they say Elvis Presley is alive? We sang a duet of Amazing Grace at 2 o'clock day before yesterday morning. Now, how about them apples?
I got to tell you, this is great radio. Lady, you're giving me the best radio you could give me. No.
This
no, I'm not signing it
world.
Off.
So
I'm not signing it off. You will have to call security, ma'am.
We're not
you will have to
off.
Chain me to get me out of here.
And I got
to
tell you something. We,
yes, I am.
We're just having a fun little radio show.
We are just having fun.
Media is getting such a bad name because of you guys.
Lady, let me tell you something.
People like you.
People like you that are giving us a hard time. We're just doing a radio show.
You're a little too uptight.
You're on our property.
You are so uptight. I could loosen you up.
If you went
out to dinner with us, you would love us by the end of the evening. You are way too uptight.
I would like to have some names. I would like to have some names because you say because Major Bill Smith is on this microphone. I've been on every microphone in the United States of America.
That's your freedom, sir. You're born in the
okay.
First
Amendment. Okay. Talk about Geraldo, man. Talk about Geraldo. This is amazing. Hey, is this great or what?
You have orders.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
Oh, we're back on.
Hey, you got to do one thing.
Stop it.
Hold on, folks.
That was me. Folks, I accidentally...
God, I thought they, like, pulled the plug or something like that.
I accidentally put my finger on a button. I should.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live from across from Graceland. We're about to be thrown out of this
trip. No, we're not, Mike.
Well, these big guys are coming around and backing us right now. We're going to stay
somebody
until
the
last possible minute.
Hey, don't touch anything there, pal. Pal!
Yeah, that is our property. You can't touch our property.
Excuse me! Somebody call the police!
Get the police here!
Police!
We need police!
Police!
Police protection!
Police! The Elvis Nazis are pulling us away!
Let me see if I can do a little play-by-play here.
Hello?
Oh, we're still on.
I would guess that we probably got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 8 security people, including
police!
And now, yes... Wait, what was the last? Where was the last place we were thrown out of? I'm trying to think.
Disney World.
Yeah, it was Disney World. So now we're awaiting the
Lady,
proper authorities.
You are way too uptight. What, Major Bill?
All right, now Major's getting a little upset. Yes, Major.
I've only heard one name around here, and that's Major Bill Smith. How about somebody giving me some names?
That's right.
I'd like to have some names of these people right here. In fact, I asked this man over here a while ago for a name, and he wouldn't give me a name.
So the deal is this.
Their name?
What they're trying to do, Don, is they're trying to stop our broadcast. And hold on.
We're doing a show. We have Major Bill Smith.
And there's the guy.
Pal, don't touch that microphone. I am not intimidated by your boys. I am not leaving. Call the police.
Now we are waiting with the security here as the store security people surround our little broadcast site live from Memphis, Tennessee, broadcasting directly across the street from Memphis. And Diana is doing
I think this is Todd Morgan.
All right. And can I say something, Don? I think at this point that our relationship with everybody is probably at its high point right now.
Well,
absolutely.
I want to say while we're still on the air, we have done nothing. We have done absolutely nothing today.
We were
to merit these tight asses coming over and pulling our plug.
We were sitting here doing our little radio show, talking to the maids, and all of a sudden this guy came up out of nowhere.
Diana, don't let him get in there.
And said, shut it down. Shut it down.
Now, here's the deal.
Hey, don't touch that.
We're waiting for the proper legal authorities here.
Excuse me. Hey, listen to this now. Hold the microphone, please.
We are awaiting the proper authorities as Diana is wrestling with these guys.
The wireless on?
We got both of them on? Can we get both?
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 13.
Three.
You're on, Don.
I can't hear anything, boys.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Cameron, are we on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Cameron, we're now talking to you via telephone. What has just happened is a truly ugly moment. As Diana was trying to protect the WJFK transmitter plug from being pulled, these big, burly men threw her out of the way and pulled our plug. Now, wait a minute. Now, they roughed you up a little bit, didn't they, Diana?
Yes, they did. They roughed me up, and I've got burns from them trying to yank wires through my legs. Yeah.
Now, we're still staying here, and we're staying here until the proper authorities get here, because this, so far, we did not do anything wrong. We were doing our broadcast. We were having very pleasant conversations with people, and all of a sudden, this guy resembling Beaver Cleaver came over and basically instructed us to shut down.
Oh, now this guy's going to tell us to get off the telephone? This is great radio at its peak.
Somebody clear the security out of here.
Thank you.
All right, boys. See you later. Hey, good job. Job well done, security guys. Job well done. You beat up a woman. Nice going. Are you okay, Diana?
Yeah, I'm fine.
No, tell me the truth. What happened?
They roughed me up. They roughed me up. These people here can verify it. And they practically knocked this poor woman down when they're trying to...
Wait a minute. The crowd is on Diana's side. They roughed her up. What was that?
Call a lawyer.
Call Simons and Kirk. Simons and Kirk right now.
We got a friend. We got a lawyer.
Well, listen, folks, I guess this is effectively the end of today's broadcast from Memphis. I got to tell you something. We were down here doing our show, having the same good time we always have in beautiful Memphis, Tennessee, and this guy, for absolutely no reason, came out of the blue and told us to shut things down, and, well, what an interesting day it's been, Don.
Mike, I think that this can all hinge to the crazy woman in the yellow shirt. Listen to what's going on now.
Hold on. Now there's a lady that's yelling at Diana right now, a very large woman. I would say if you were a betting man and you were going to go up weight against weight, you wouldn't want to do it with this one.
I'm so angry, I could take her.
Now Major Bill wants the phone. Well, I thought I was scaring these people to death down here, but I didn't realize. Last 5 years ago, they put 5 policemen and 3 horses on me. This time they come down here, and it's all because the Major Bill says that Elvis Presley is alive. Man, wait till I talk to Elvis Presley. I will tell this dude, man.
Hey, how the hell did Hello? Are we still on? How the heck did Major Bill get the phone? Is this still on the air?
He's
finding out right now.
You're still on.
Wait a minute. Are we still on?
You're still on, Don.
Okay, we are still on the air.
I got to tell you, normally you find controversy with umpiring decisions in the World Series, world affairs, political events, but I've got to tell you, the controversy today exists at Graceland here in Memphis, Tennessee, in the shopping center, and Major Bill is blowing a gasket.
Major Bill is yelling something about Al Gore, Dan Quayle, Tipper Gore. What about them, Mage?
It sounds like Quayle and Tipper Gore going at it down here today. But I'll tell you what, I've never seen a radio or TV show emulate from Graceland that's called Emanate.
There you go, man.
Take place. But this is something.
Thank you, Major Bell. Well, I've been told by Daryl that we're still on now. We've been given 15 minutes to pack our gear and get out. At this point, we're going to terminate our Graceland broadcast. And for the next 2 hours, you'll be listening to, hell, I don't know, music, best of, something like that.
Hey, Don, we have...
When we get to a decent payphone or an opportunity, we will call back and give you a report on what has transpired today. But if you just tuned in, we have been thrown out of the Elvis Presley Shopping Center with our little broadcast, our little WJFK family, thrown out across the street from Graceland. Yeah, we were planning on sticking around for another couple of hours, but no, they've thrown us out, and here comes security.
All right, here comes security. Now we're going to try to stay with you. You know, I feel like Wolf Blitzer, for God's sake.
Let's stay. I think we should stay on the air until we get thrown out of here.
All right, we're going to stay with us now. Major Bill, as I speak, is addressing the crowd much like Jerry Falwell.
Major Bill resembling some of those street sermon people you see on the streets of New York City.
Okay, now it is. Let me do a time check here at WJFK, FM, and AM. 3 minutes until 5 o'clock. Well, now we have a tough decision to make. Do we stay here and fight it out via telephone? Because all they got to do is pull the phone plug and we're dead.
That's right, but I think it's really worth it staying on the air here and letting everybody know what's going on.
What's that?
Satellite's still running. Nothing's going into it.
So we still have the satellite time. All right, well, then let's break for commercials. Well, no? No, you don't think that's a good idea, Daryl? Tell me, what, Daryl?
They will eventually find the phone lines in the back of the building and yank the plugs.
All right, well, then we'll stay live as long as we can.
Let's stay live, and really, you know, I mean, much like Bernard Shaw in Baghdad, we are going to stay with you as long as we possibly can. The updated version is this. They have pulled the plug on our system down here, but we do have phone line communication, and the security personnel here at the Elvis Presley Shopping Center, including a very, very mean lady, attempting to throw us off the premises, and we're a little surprised at the whole thing, but then again, nothing surprises me after this many years.
Well, to recap, Mike, we're doing our happy little show here. Suddenly a woman came over and screamed, "That's them." The security people came over, told us we were kicked out. Then Diana very bravely stood in front of the plug that contained the juice for the WJFK radio station.
I want to compliment Diana Stillman, our producer, who sacrificed her body as those big burly security guards were attempting to pull the plug. She sacrificed her body, threw herself in front of them, and because of that, received some injuries.
And folks, this is like something you would see on Cops. Maybe Rescue 911. Maybe you heard it as one of the ruffian security officers came over and attempted to take the microphone out of my hand.
Don, now a woman has come up to me and said that we could both tend to lose a few pounds, and that's why it's such a special moment here. The several irate people that are bursting through the crowd, including the woman who challenged Diana to a little duel a little earlier.
Hey, is that the woman that? Hey, lady. She could stand to lose a few pounds herself.
Well, there are a lot of people down here, including ourselves, who could stand to lose a few pounds, but that's not the issue, Don. The issue is we're being thrown out of the Elvis Presley Shopping Center, and I still, to this moment, don't know exactly why.
All right, folks, listen, in case our lines of communication are cut, as Daryl tells me they will be any moment from now, let me give that Prodigy number again. It's KBT G47B. If you want to communicate via computer, in case we don't come back.
And can I say I am so thoroughly disappointed that this all had to happen before you and I were able to take our wireless microphones across the street and find the Elvis cured my hemorrhoids part of the wall.
Can I just say that if Elvis Presley were alive, Elvis Presley would not appreciate the way Don and Mike have been treated today at Graceland.
It's the brotherhood of entertainment, Don, and Elvis would recognize us being entertainers that we're just trying to do the best kind of radio that we possibly can, and I tell you, he would frown upon all those security personnel.
Well, I guess what we're going to do is tough it out.
I think really
one telephone and six people here sharing it.
I think really the best thing to do, what I really think we should do is just basically wait till we get arrested for being on the property. I think now I know you gave me a little discouraging look there, but what the heck, you know? I think this is it's those moments that you have to stand up and fight for your rights.
Now, Mike, a very odd happening is occurring. As we are speaking, we are repowering. As we speak now, we are covertly turning back on the WJFK transmitter and turning back on the microphones that they came over and turned off.
I think we should actually secretly do the broadcast, maybe not put the headphones on, and just casually begin the broadcast again.
And I'm all for, you know, First Amendment rights and Fifth Amendment rights, but for God's sake, I don't want to go to jail because I was kicked out of Graceland. I'm afraid you'll be going to jail by yourself tonight.
Well, you were in jail the last time we were here in Memphis. I can understand what you're dealing with, but I'm willing to go to jail for the good of the show.
Well, Mike, as a hardened criminal, somebody who's been arrested in Memphis before for a traffic violation nonetheless, I can tell you how tough the Tennessee prisons are.
Are they tough? You were playing poker with the cops down here the last time when you had that little driver's license problem.
All right, so they're really not so tough. It's 5:02. WJFK. Now I see more security guys. Hey, let's see if Buzz Burbank can give us a recounting of what's happened in his own new style. Here's Buzz.
Well, as near as I can tell, this started when some people were escorting a woman who appeared to be mentally disturbed walking past the broadcast. The people who were escorting this woman felt that the broadcast exacerbated her condition somehow, aggravated her condition. They were so upset by it that then I think it was they who reported this broadcast to security. I don't know how much of the broadcast they were able to pick up. Apparently the tone of the broadcast disturbed them somewhat, but moreover, the person they were escorting, the woman described earlier as the woman in the yellow shirt, who appeared to be mentally disturbed, was further aggravated in their estimation by the presence of the broadcast. It was their report to security that brought the officials down on us, and that's the best I can tell from this point in Memphis.
Good job, Buzz. Now, not only are we in trouble because of the obviously mentally disturbed woman in the yellow shirt, and hey, if she's mentally disturbed, what is she doing walking down the street yelling at us, okay? She started it. Am I not right about that?
Yeah, and of course, Don and I, not being mental health professionals, we were unable to properly identify that particular fact. We simply thought she was one of the more overzealous Elvis enthusiasts down here that occasionally have a little problem with the tone of our broadcast, and really, the tone, not necessarily the detailed content.
Also remember, as they said, it wasn't only the tone, it was the fact that Major Bill Smith was appearing with us.
What? Yes, Daryl?
There comes a police car. All right, Mike, are you ready? Attica! Attica! Hold on, is the police car coming in here?
Let me say that I do see a police car. I saw it come around the corner, but the lights are not on. I don't think the guns will be drawn either. You know, we're not dealing with a major offense here. We're just trying to figure out why they had to go and do this, because I am sure how many radio shows, we did this a long time ago, also there have been radio shows here for a long time. If they have a trouble with our tone, wait a minute, Buzz has an update.
We are now looking for the piece of paper, the letter from Graceland that gave us permission to be here. We have written permission from Graceland to be here, and we intend to present that to the police when they arrive.
Oh, well, we don't have it?
I got a number for the Beckwith people and a contact here at Graceland.
What? Yes? Diana, give me the excuse on this.
No, there is no excuse, but Dan has the letter back at the station, and he can fax it to somewhere down here. We can still prove it.
I don't think they even have fax machines. They're so backwards down here. I agree with you. I think we're actually going to be here without a legal document saying we should be on the property. And I say, Don, we're going to spend the night in jail. And you know something? It's something I've never done. I've really looked forward to it.
I'm not spending the night in jail, I'll tell you that.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter? Where's that old fire?
Oh, Diana's got the form?
I got it.
All right, let me read it. Dear Diana Silman, thank you for your fax, and this is from the Beckwith Company in Los Angeles. As we discuss, we will be pleased. Yes, Buzz. Oh, as we discussed, we will be pleased to work with you on your Friday, August 14th broadcast from Memphis from 1 till 5. As you know, no broadcasting or taping is allowed on the Graceland grounds. We will, however, be happy to provide you with space and a table with chairs in Graceland Plaza, directly across the street from the mansion. Phone lines and all equipment are your responsibility. Please have the phone company contact Ms. Debbie Johnson. Oh, they're gonna. What was that?
The telco guy's going around back to cut your wire.
Oh, no.
I love you, Frida. I love you, boy. I won't let them get it out of me. Frida, if I have to spend the night in jail for your husband, I will do so gladly. So long, everybody.
Anyway, the letter is from the Beckwith. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? The Memphis police are here. The police are here, for God's sakes. Hi, well, we're all kind of in charge together. We don't want to cause any problems. Okay, he wants to speak to someone in charge. That would be Diana.
Diana right now is going to speak to the local Memphis authorities as we continue to talk to you on the telephone. We have been informed by one of our satellite guys down here that they're actually going to shut down our phone lines. We're not sure. Daryl? You stay here, Daryl. You stay here. We need somebody to monitor whether we're going to be on the air or not. Are we still on the air, broadcasting live?
Yeah, you're on the air, guys.
I hope we are. Daryl, let me just take this minute before we go off the air.
Let me just say, Daryl wanted to run after Diana to make sure she's okay. I'm sure she's fine, but Daryl, I wanted to take this moment to point out, when I called your room this morning, she was in the bathtub, and he was shaving at the same time.
Maybe that's why he sprinted after her like that.
Oh.
Howard Stern. Eastern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and...
And that's it.
That's the tape, folks.
And that's it.
Wow.
And we were out of there.
Man. What a flashback.
All right, now, let me turn the Wayback Machine off again, Mike. And now that he has heard it all, joining us in the studio for the first time since he's heard the entire broadcast is WJFK Vice President, General Manager, Kenneth Stevens.
You brought his fanfare back.
Yes, I did.
That's neat.
Yes, I did,
because he's been paying us recently for the live commercials we've been doing.
I'm mad now. Now I'm mad.
Oh, now that you've heard it, now you're mad?
No, I didn't even hear it. I spent the last half hour on the phone being threatened by some redneck from Memphis.
Yeah.
No, not from Graceland, even. Really? I thought he was originally. That's how he got through to me.
Uh-huh.
Then he kind of points out that he's just a redneck.
You're some guy?
I was there. And I was one of the lucky ones used to run with Elvis. Like, I never pictured Elvis as a runner, but I don't think
that's maybe.
What he meant.
Karate, maybe.
Oh, then he starts, you know.
You're my queen, Cam.
He's being polite for a minute. Then I started to tell him that basically you pay tribute to Elvis your way, and they'll pay tribute to Elvis their way. And he started on me. Yeah? Well, you come down here. I know your name.
Yeah, let me write your name down again.
This is just a guy out of the blue that called you?
Yeah. You guys are like, you've gotten into this Elvis cult down there.
These well, now, Mike,
scary, I'm telling you.
Didn't you have a guy call you in the hotel who was an Elvis fan who was not
actually
mad at us?
A guy, I think, from Herndon that was president of an Elvis Presley fan club around the area. And he was telling me that, you know, they understand the broadcast that we do, and he's a big fan of Elvis. And what they did to us was completely unjustified and disgraceful. And that's what he had to say. And this is a guy that is a big Elvis fan. So probably has the sideburns and everything.
You mean this is just some schmuck that called you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Kent, you shouldn't have to take those kind of calls.
Well, he sort of masqueraded as a Graceland person.
Ah.
And once I sort of got the hang of where he was coming from, I thought he should have spoken to you directly.
So,
but no!
But now that you've talked to somebody, now that you've heard, did you at least hear any of the riot that we just replayed?
I heard little pieces of it while he was screaming at me. But, hey, all I had to do to talk was to talk to him to understand the mentality you were dealing with down there, and my hat's off to you.
Oh, good.
Some people are scary.
So the legal work is in motion as we speak?
Oh, even more so now.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Thanks, Ken.
All right, get him, boys.
Now, that's what I call support from the top.
Thank you, Kenny.
All right.
Well, listen, we got to do a stack because we just did
40 minutes commercial-free on WJFK.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Yeah, haven't done any commercials yet this hour, so let me do a stack. I'll come back and tell you how we're going to exact our revenge.
All right.
As the people at Graceland get swallowed into the jaws of hell. We'll be right back. It is 5:37.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
All right, we're back at 5:42.
Well, what's the problem? Don't you like Elvis?
Here's Stevie.
Hi, good afternoon. Top half of the Beltway on the outer loop before Rockville Pike. You'll find the left lane blocked with emergency equipment dealing with an accident. On the inner loop, we have a disabled vehicle at University. Police still dealing with an accident. Randolph at Dewey. We have reports of an accident south of the Pentagon, southbound 395. Also, southbound 95, just south of Lorton, there's an incident reported there. East-West Highway, police dealing with an accident. Beach Drive at Grub Road. And here in Fairfax, Main Street in front of the Massey Building. Police dealing with an accident there. Stevie Bridgewater's Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve Marino. At 17 before 6, join VisionWorks Kids Care Club for kids age 14.
All right, Don.
Get Brandon there. I'm sorry. Hey, boys.
Yeah. Go.
Almost forgot my boys.
Yeah.
Get Brandon name. Hey, boys, get Brandon name framed.
Yeah, Brandon
name framed. 1 year warranty. Single vision lenses. UV protection for the price of the frame. Boys, price is starting at only $50.
That's great. See?
Only in vision work.
2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, $1. Everybody likes Don and Mike. Stand up and holler.
So what's the problem? Don't you like Elvis? Don and Mike. WJFK.
5:43.
All right.
Yep, we have some calls. Hello, JFK.
I'm sorry, wrong button.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
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 This is Bill.
Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Bill. This is Don. This is Mike.
Hi, Bill.
Great. I just wanted to call you up and tell you that G. Gordon has nothing on you guys. It was like listening to Chicago in '68. It was like listening to Bill. guys are bad.
It was rather impressive, wasn't it?
It was indescribable.
So, in other words, you would relate our show on Friday to the Democratic riots in 1968.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Brett. Well put, sir.
Thanks for the call. Hello, WJSK.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
I just wanted to say you guys exhibited great self-control for not scrapping with those security guards.
No, it's not, you know, it's not like it didn't cross our minds, sir.
Well, you got to understand the way that the situation was. We were surrounded, no lie, by between 70 and 100 big, fat, toothless, stupid Elvis fans who were clamoring for us to get thrown out. And the way that it was set up, Diana was a good 50 feet away from us, standing, simply straddling a plug, as she is often wont to do.
And that's when they pounced on her.
Yeah.
They really got her, too. And they, you know, she got a really nasty welt and burn on her the inside of her forearm, and she got some bruises, and it was tough.
Well, all I know is that if you care out there, you should be calling Graceland and tell them what slobs they are. Area code 901-332-3322. And, folks, this is not the kind of thing that I'm going to urge you to do today and forget about tomorrow.
Right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Graceland will be mine. Oh, yes, it will be mine.
That, and send that dog, too.
I agree.
Put your dog on the phone.
I agree. 901-332-3322. That's the number at Graceland, or even better.
I gave him a call already.
Start sending them some telegrams.
Telegrams are even nicer.
Graceland, 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard, Memphis. You're not clean.
Yeah, ma'am.
38186.
All right.
All right?
I gave him a call already, and they're taking the polite approach now.
No, that's smart.
Mm,
okay. Maybe they're starting to come around and realize that the jaws of hell have opened up.
I think if they're taking the polite approach, that means that enough of you were not calling. It was probably during the half hour we were replaying the riot.
That's yes, it. And I got right through, though.
Yeah, well, now I bet if I call now, it's busy. Thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye. Let's see. 901-332-3322. And the good thing is, they're making money off poor old dead Elvis 24 hours a day up there.
Yeah,
so there will always be somebody on the phone line.
Everybody's doing their job.
You know, they exploit Elvis 24 hours a day, 365 stinking days a year. That place is open on Christmas Day.
They do that. They exploit Elvis when they're not kicking DJs out of their little shopping center.
Well, suffice to say that I know a lot of you have been wondering, what are we doing seriously about it? Seriously?
We are looking into legal action.
How sweet. And I don't know how I came up with this figure, Mike, but I think we're going to sue them for $15 million.
What a nice round figure that is. That figure, it rings true, doesn't it?
WJFK.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Because if you sue somebody for $15 million, boy, you're mad.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, baby.
Hi, I have a question for you. Is Diana really okay?
Oh, Diana's fine.
Yeah, she's fine now.
I mean, the way you guys were talking, I mean, she sounded like she really sustained some injuries.
Well, now, Friday night, I gave her the once-over, and here's what I discovered Friday night. Of course, I had Diana stripped nude.
That's
and,
right.
And I had to examine every inch, every nook and cranny of her body.
It was the complete body cavity search.
But she has a welt, which is now going down. It is a simple bump on the inside of her left arm.
Right.
Maybe her right arm. And when she talks about wires between her legs... What was happening was they were pulling the power wires out from underneath.
It was kind of like a tug of war that was happening there, and she didn't want it to happen, and that's when she got hurt.
Hey, hold on just a second. My hotline is ringing. Who knows who this could be? Could it be Graceland? Hello?
I'm a queen, baby.
Hey, Christ, would somebody please change that phone number? Come on now. Is it too much to ask?
Come on, man. Somebody change that number. Be his queen.
Somebody be my queen, man. Change that number. Hello, WJFK.
Hello?
Hello? Speak. Diana, I'm going to bruise your arm if you don't change that number.
It's been changed. It just takes a while to go through.
Yes, hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hey, you guys got me kind of worried because I'm heading down to Nashville next week.
Well, we've been to Nashville. As far as we can tell, the people in Nashville are nowhere near as weird as they are in Memphis.
Well, actually, I'm not going to say it's Memphis because the Memphis police were actually very nice. It's that little commune that they have right around Graceland. Those are the people that have the problem.
Oh, you know what? In all fairness, I should point out, somebody said to me that a lot of the people we were dealing with were not Memphians.
Yes.
They were out-of-towners who were bussed in for this toothless occasion.
They were Elvians. They were actually Elvians that were down there.
L-O-W-J-F-K. Hello?
Hello. Well, I just wanted to say I'm glad that Diana's okay. I just talked to you guys.
Yes.
You didn't cut me off. I just wanted to say I'm glad she's okay. I mean, I was concerned, and I hope everything works out for you guys.
She's fine.
Okay,
it's just if you touch her, put your hand on.
No, no,
really. You know, we need to get you there. Really, it's one of those nice neck braces, and also a nice ace bandage on your arm.
Well, let me just. Can I really say my knee is really bothering me?
You know, your knee. I am not lying. Your knee does look a little swollen.
I am being serious.
Come around here.
Would you mind if I touched it? Well, you know, Diana, come on.
No, it's the distress. Don't do that to her. She's been through a traumatic experience.
I have had a dislocated kneecap myself, right? And I believe I know the feeling.
Well, that hurts.
But legally, doesn't she have some recourse here?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and legally, look at that limp.
They're going to pursue that, huh?
She's working on her limp right now.
Well, good luck.
Yes, we're going to work it. All right, thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to use the lawyers that Bubba Smith advises on TV.
There you go.
When he's sitting in Memorial Stadium.
Hi, I'm Bubba Smith. Use these lawyers.
WJFK.
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
I have been bothering those people. Today's the day after Sunday. I will get them. I've been calling them.
What's your restriction?
Well, I think...
Wait. Before we even get into this, the last time that we helped you, didn't we get you to talk in your real voice? Aren't you really a grown-up adult?
Yes, but this is the strong...
Talk in your adult voice.
Okay.
Now, I remember exactly what happened. We weaned you off of that stupid voice you do, and then
Then
you called back, and you used the same voice again, right after we thought we'd helped you with our therapy.
But it was what happened on Friday. It just threw me back into my bad ways.
Right, now, how old are you?
Them, though, not you.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
20. All right. You're my queen.
I'm your queen.
All right. Hello. WJFK.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
Oh, my. I've heard your tapes, and I wanted to say I have the tapes to prove it. You have improved tremendously as DJs.
That we have what?
Improved as DJs.
Well, if you don't think we've improved as DJs, wait till you hear this tape I'll play for you after 6 tonight.
Yeah, we've got an early tape, a 1984 tape. You want to hear how bad that is?
Yeah, you want to hear it. Now, we found this tape. If we were to hear us on the radio today, we would call us, and we would cut us wide open.
That's how far we've come.
That's how bad we were.
Oh, but also I wanted to say I literally had knots of beer in my stomach on Friday. I was really going crazy. I was like, "What do you mean they're off the air?"
Knots of fear.
No, I did.
You were sympathizing with our condition.
I couldn't believe what they did. I was just sitting here and going, I couldn't imagine myself in that situation. I was imagining, you know, Frida on the Beltway going, "What the heck's going on?"
Nah, she's used to it. Hey, hold on, listen to this. I've just gotten the facts. Hey, thanks for listening.
No problem.
Thanks for calling. Bye, baby. Listen to this. Dear Don and Mike, I like, now what does this mean? I like the retro look, Don.
The retro look, you know, it means that you're going back in time a little bit.
I hope you don't hate me. Oh, that must be a comment on my disco clothes.
Yeah, it's the shirt. It's the shirt.
Well, hold on, before I get to this fact, we were mentioning George Michael again today. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi.
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 This is Randy.
Hello, Randy. Did Giorgio give us another mention?
Yeah, he was talking to Rippin, I guess it was taped because they were still in England, but he said if Rippin keeps talking to him and you guys, he's going to ruin his reputation.
Pardon me?
What?
Come again?
Could you perhaps replay that? could you perhaps maybe add a few words so we might understand?
Okay.
You're watching George Michael.
George Michael's talking to Rippin.
Yes.
And he's sitting and George says to Mark, he says, Mark, if you keep talking to me and Don and Mike, you're going to ruin your reputation.
Ah, now, gotcha.
See, all right, just a few more words and now we understand.
Well, hey.
Good story.
First time call.
Nicely done.
All right, good story.
You were able to correct yourself in midstream and then tell us what was really said.
Right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And you guys got screwed in... on Friday, too.
We certainly did.
I appreciate that.
All right. Well, you're right on two counts today.
All right. Take care.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye, Randy.
All right.
All right. Get lost. Dear Don and Mike, I like the retro look, Don. I hope you don't hate me once I tell you what I did, for I am a loyal listener. Immediately when you called for the police, 5 minutes into the situation during Friday's show, I thought the only people who would be calling the police for you would be listeners like me. So I called the Memphis police, just as you asked. In retrospect, though, I'd like to apologize for calling in the Memphis cops on Friday. Do you mean to tell me that this is how the police arrived, by one of our listeners calling them?
I think that there were probably several calls, but that listener probably might very well have been one of the very first.
When the security guard first came up to you acting like he was going to try to kick you guys out, I figured the cops will protect you, right? I called the Memphis police, not the emergency number. I called the non-emergency number, and I was transferred to the precinct near Graceland. The cop I talked to was very nice. At this point, he hadn't heard of your disturbance yet. Anyway, I was polite and emphasized that it was not an emergency, but I was in Washington, D.C. listening to you guys, and I was worried about your security across the street from Graceland. I said that security was giving you a hard time, you had a permit to broadcast, and wouldn't they like to send a car to help you out? By the way, after they pulled your plug on Friday, I called Graceland to protest, and the line was busy, and I put the phone on auto-redial. The phone was busy until late Friday.
Wow.
So I just bagged it. I tried to call this afternoon, but Billy wouldn't let me through.
Aw.
You're my queens. And that is from April in Hyattsville.
Thank you very much, April, and thanks for calling the cops.
No, April, I guess thanks for calling them.
I guess.
No, they were nice to us.
I guess.
All right, thanks, April. Just listen. Don't participate.
There you go.
It's 5:54. More calls about this?
Lots of people want to talk about it.
Yes, indeed. We'll continue the calls about the Memphis riot. Also, the tape coming up in the next few moments of us.
Yeah, 1984.
And not only, just let me say, there's plenty of embarrassment to go around.
Yes.
There is embarrassment for me.
Yes.
There is embarrassment for us as a team.
Yes.
And then, of course, there is embarrassment that you will solely be bearing.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, thank you for the preview. Maybe I'll just wait in the bathroom.
On this tape, you'll also hear David Haynes.
Oh, my goodness.
Kim Anderson.
Wow.
And our hyena-like laughing producer at the time, John Nolan. And I think that is perhaps the most annoying part about our show when we first started on WAVA, since we were doing a morning zoo.
Johnny Nolan. Johnny Metro, as we used to call him.
We used to have John stand in the back of the room and laugh really loud at anything that is said, plus he would constantly hit the snare drum and the cymbal.
It was the wake-up crew.
If I heard it today, I'd puke. If I heard it on the radio, I swear to God, I would upchuck.
Well, but I mean, you're going to hear it today, and so you might very well puke.
Yes, I might.
Oh, dear.
More calls coming up, and then the tape of us from like 8 years ago.
Get the bags.
556 WJFK, and now here he is, Buzz Burbank.
Earthquake. The National Earthquake Center in Golden, Colorado reports a quake centered near Big Bear, California, at just before 5 this evening. The quake was felt in Los Angeles and Palm Springs. The preliminary reading is 4.7 on the Richter scale. Mount Pinatubo, meanwhile, continues to simmer in the Philippines, spewing small amounts of lava. Experts aren't sure when it'll happen, but they predict a violent eruption soon. An eruption last year killed 700 people. It's also being blamed for the record cool temperatures this summer, the ash being spewed into the atmosphere, and the record amount of rain in the Washington area in the month of July. Nearly 7.25 inches fell at Dulles in this past month. That's twice the norm. The Republican Party has finished its platform, a platform that attacks the Democrats by name 125 times, while portraying the GOP as the party of family values, tax cuts, and wise foreign policy. Republican Chairman Rich Bond opened the convention and set the tone.
Bill Clinton, who along with his running mate, was described by the Washington Post as the heartthrobs of the heartland. Let me do a quick poll here. Does anyone here agree with the Washington Post on that point? I didn't think so, because Bill Clinton is the heartburn of the heartland.
Tonight, Ronald Reagan speaks, asking the delegates to win one more for the Gipper. The president, meanwhile, is on his way to Houston after addressing some veterans in Indianapolis today, praising the courage of those who fought in Desert Storm.
Courage will be of no use if fighter planes can only be found in museums and our ships are all in mothballs. And when it comes to defending our country, my loyalty lies not with the Gallup polls, but with our young people who must gallop in the way of danger.
The Clinton campaign is ready for all the Clinton bashing that's expected during the convention, and it's calling on the president to fire his campaign chairman and the United States treasurer, who over the weekend called Clinton a skirt chaser.
I think you have to make the president live up to his word. He said quite clearly, we want our campaign out of this business, and anybody who's doing it will be fired.
Clinton campaign officials say the president promised no sleeves in his campaign, and that if he is a man of his word, he'll keep that promise. The stock market closed lower today in moderate trading. The Dow dropped 4 points. And the owner of a hair salon in Annandale says if you're unemployed, the haircuts are free. The owner of Hair Mechanics says she hears every day about people losing their jobs, so today she gave away 6 haircuts. And she says the offer will last at least until after the presidential election or until she sees a rise in her customers' morale.
And you've heard of people buying those little vials of Elvis sweat? Well, you may soon be able to buy the perspiration of other celebrities. Researchers at the University of Colorado started with country singer Sammy Kershaw. They made him wear star-shaped cotton pads under his armpits at a recent concert. Thoroughly soaked, the pads were then packed in dry ice and rushed to the school's health sciences center. A lab technician then spent half a day extracting Kershaw's essence from the pads, which, by the way, he says wasn't too offensive. A New York company called Star Clone plans to sell the cologne for $18 for a 2-ounce bottle starting next month. At 1 minute till 6, WJFK Sports and Weather next. WJFK Sports, the Orioles open a series with the Seattle Mariners tomorrow at home. The O's are off today after yesterday's 15-2 drubbing by Kansas City. The Birds may reactivate catcher Chris Hoyles in time for tomorrow's game, depending on his ability to throw. Hoyles has been out with a broken wrist after being hit by a pitch. WJFK weather, rain off and on tonight with a low around 67. Partly cloudy tomorrow, chance of rain, high around 82. Right now 72 in Washington, 70 in Baltimore, 74 in Philadelphia, 61 in Boston.
Mm.
This buzzcast brought to you on WJFK-FM by Pizza Hut Delivery with over 60 metro locations. I'm Buzz Burbank on WJFK.
Listen, Hotshot, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care for you or for the putrid sludge you're troweling out. But until they change the laws to put you sleaze kings out of business, my job's to help you get back your stench-ridden boss as a smut. And since I'm going to be doing it holding my nose, I'll be doing it with one hand.
That's JFK.
Thank you, buddy. He can't be bothered with our silly formatics. He's much too busy wrapping his lips around the next can of Ready Whip.
There you go. He's Mr. Ready Whip. Giggle, giggle.
His intern, Ted. The guy drives into work, and you look at his car and go, what does Ted have in the back of his car? Is the back of his car so weighted down?
Right.
Mike, hundreds of cans of Ready Whip ready for Buzz to suck the nitrous oxide right out of him.
Is that why Ted always smells like stale whipped cream?
Yeah. It's a minute after six. Hey, listen to this fact.
Yes?
Dear Don and Mike, on Friday I called Graceland and was connected to Mr. David Beckwith.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is the jerk that gave us permission to do the show down there.
Right.
I expressed my displeasure. Hey, pick that up, would you? Thank you. I expressed my displeasure, and he stated that you, Don and Mike, were using their electricity and their facilities, and you had no right to cause problems. I asked how he felt about security roughing up Diana, and Mr. Beckwith said, quote, she must have tripped.
Oh, yeah.
He said that people like myself should get a life. Nice insult, isn't it? Love your show. Let's get those Graceland Nazis.
Yeah.
Your loyal listener.
Get them, boys.
Mark McCormick.
Thank you, Mark.
That is the number. Oh, and the number of the call is 901-332-3322.
It's that easy.
Let me see. We have more calls about this. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, hi. I just called to let you know I just got done calling Graceland, and I got a tape of me speaking to them.
Now, hey, what do I care if it's against the law, right?
What's that? What?
Is it against the law to record somebody's phone call and then play it without their permission if we don't make the phone call?
Yes. It is. I mean, I'm just giving you an honest answer.
I shouldn't have asked.
Well, that, you see, that's the problem.
I shouldn't have asked.
You shouldn't have asked.
Well, let's listen. I tell you what. We're going to forget that I ever asked.
Okay.
We'll
okay.
do commercials, come back. And I'm going to pretend not like I'm hanging up on you, but I'm really just putting you on hold, okay? So when we come back from the commercials, as soon as I pick up this line, boom, you play the tape of your phone call to Memphis, and that way nobody will be the wiser.
Sounds good.
All right? You can always get around the rules.
It's that easy.
All right, thanks. Hold on a second. I mean, I'm hanging up on you.
I know.
Got it?
Yeah, got it.
All right, I'm hanging up on you because I could never play the call to somebody without their permission, for goodness sakes. Just hang up on him, Mike.
You hung up on that last guy?
Not really. We'll be right back, and we'll answer that and all the rest of the calls here at 603.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
God, I have just discovered my reason to live tonight.
What's that?
That's right, football on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who's playing tonight?
Buffalo and Detroit.
You logged a lot of football over the weekend, didn't you?
Sure did, my good man.
All right.
It was the game that started right as we left Memphis. That would be Denver and Miami. I watched a few moments of that.
There you go.
Then, of course, Saturday night, I watched the Giants and the Browns.
Good game?
No, not really. And then Sunday, also not a good game,
yes.
The Redskins game.
Yeah, but it's preseason. You have to remember that.
Highly boring. And this is my training camp right now. As I am working my buttocks into that hardened, heightened form that it will need for 6 hours of nonstop sitting.
This is the tough part of the season for you when you have to, you know, you basically have to pop the blisters that are on your buttocks, and then they callus up, and by mid-season, you've got calloused buttocks that are ready for hours and hours of chair sitting.
I know you don't think I'm very active, but this is my active season right now.
This is it. This is when you get jacked up, and your thumb also begins to bleed a little bit.
Oh, that's right, for the remote control. Hi, Stevie.
Hi, good afternoon.
It's 6:08, and now, hey, we ran out of music. Here's
the tramp. Can I point something out here? I just wanted you to know this. When you giggle like that, when you really laugh, you know your whole belly, the baby and everything. I mean, you give that baby a roller coaster ride when you start. I didn't know that your tummy goes up so far.
You want to see me shake?
Wow, boy, that baby's ready to come out.
Shake, baby, shake.
Oh, we do have calls about Memphis standing by, so let's dive into this traffic.
Okay. In Prince George's County, both the inner and outer loop look pretty good from Hudson Hill to College Park. John Hanson Highway outbound looks pretty good. BW Parkway, you might find some delays at the Pepsi plant due to an earlier disabled vehicle. Police still working an accident on the outer loop at 355. Another accident, Veers Mill at Connecticut. The East Coast Highway is jam-packed between Grub and Beach Drive. Couple of incidents there. Stevie Bridgewater with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve. Del Atlantic Mobile offers cellular phones for as low as $199 when you sign an annual contract. This is a limited offer. Other charges apply. Call 1-800-255-BELL.
I love this theme.
Who doesn't?
Bring on All-Time Low 67.
Hey, it's our tribute to Fred at Red Fox.
Wasn't he wonderful?
Fred J. Sanford, period.
All right.
Chance of rain tomorrow. High 82. Here we go. 72 in WJFK land. We got this tape of us from, now we can't decide, it's 1984. When did we start working together? 85?
Was it 85? It was December, I know that.
Well, the tape is from Christmas time, so I believe, and on the tape we're calling ourselves the New Morning Zoo.
Right.
So it had to be maybe from the fall, the winter of, the early winter of 1985.
Yeah.
A tape that,
or 84.
How many years, is it coming up this year will be our 7th anniversary together?
Yeah.
So you can't figure it out. Wait a minute.
85.
Thank you. Billy Reed, mathematician to the stars.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you. We didn't know.
1985. Anyway, you'll be hearing that tape, and my, is it depressing.
Yes, it is.
In a few moments on JFK, more with Graceland coming up here. Oh, and we are going to Carlisle on Wednesday.
Yes, and we're taking a busload of folks up there.
That's right, and it's going to be party, it's going to be food, it's going to be hookers, guns,
fire trucks,
you name it. We're going to have it on the WJFK party bus.
You bet.
To Carlisle, and we'll be qualifying a couple of people for those exclusive seats on the bus to come up and party with us before the end of the show today.
Including a couple of human sacrifices on the bus trip all the way up there.
Plus, if we have time, we're going to try to get a real-life transvestite today on the line with that transvestite number.
All right.
And also, I've got a new 1-900 number. I saw the ad on TV over the weekend for Monty Hall's new Let's Make a Deal line.
Oh, we get to play the game.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and before we get to the calls about Elvis, and there are lots of them, here now are a couple of items about Elvis Week and the Death Week concluding.
Yes.
The annual pilgrimage to Memphis for Elvis Presley Death Week is over. Elvis Death Week ended yesterday with a gathering at Graceland, Elvis's former residence. Thousands of fans visited the mansion to mark the 15th anniversary of Elvis's death. In the end, his grave was covered with flowers and teddy bears.
Teddy bears.
The highlight of the week was a candlelight vigil. 10,000 people participated. And many fans attending Elvis Presley events in Memphis have begun speaking out against those who criticize Elvis for his drug use.
Aha!
Elvis died of heart disease, but medical reports say a long-time addiction to prescription drugs hastened his death.
Of course it did.
Teresa Green of Alabama says Elvis, quote, was only human. Makes mistakes like all people do. Those who are defending Elvis put their thoughts on paper. We've written a poem called Don't Criticize Elvis to Me.
Oh, just let the guy rest.
And then they don't... Hey, what a ripoff. They give you the story, then they don't give you the... where's the poem?
We don't get to hear the poem?
Where's the poem?
I love you, Elvis. You are my queen. Elvis and all your Elvisness. We salute you for your musical ability and your contributions to the goodwill of men, including Richard Nixon, who gave you the federal agent badge that you loved and treasured, Elvis. O king of mine, Elvis, you queen.
Elvis, even though you are dead, I wish we could be near. Oh, Elvis, I know there's a bug living inside your ear. Well, here we go. Let's dive into the calls now.
Good poetry.
More calls about Elvis. Where's the guy?
Well, the guy that I was going to talk to, but not talk to.
Hello?
Hello.
WJFK. I have no idea who this is on the phone, and I have no idea what kind of tapes you could possibly be playing me.
What is this call, Mike?
I'm not sure.
Yes, sir. I'm calling to find out what happened with Don and Mike on Friday. Well, they were asked to leave. They were on private property, and they were insulting our guests, and they would leave, so we had to put up a call. Okay, well, I was listening to the broadcast, and it didn't seem that they were having any problems. Well, they were. Some of our guests were complaining, and they were being rather rude. So we had to ask them to leave, and they went, so we had to...
Mike, just let me break in here by saying that sounded to me like a call that somebody recorded when they called Memphis.
Yeah, we can't be really sure. You know, it was the quality of the tape was kind of difficult to decipher. You know, certainly if we thought it was that kind of call, we wouldn't air it.
Hello, WJFK.
Don.
Yes, I am.
And Mike.
Yes.
I just wanted to call and let you guys know that young Mr. Beckwith has lost his sense of humor.
Oh, did you call him?
Yes, I asked for him by name.
How long ago did you speak to him?
About 10 or 15 minutes.
Oh, really? Where'd you call that? At the main Graceland number?
Well, I called at the number you gave me and said, Mr. Beckwith, please, like I knew what I was doing, and she passed me right through, and he answered the phone.
Now, let me give everybody a little history. This jerk, David Beckwith, is the guy that originally was our contact at Graceland, the guy who gave us the permit and all the legal papers and worked out the satellite arrangements.
And what did he say to you?
Well, if it was on tape, I wouldn't be able to play it.
Well, what did he say?
He hurled some profanities your way.
If you get to the cuss words, just give us the first letter.
Just as I was hanging up the phone, I heard a word that started with an F.
An S?
An F.
An F.
F as in friendly?
Like fire truck.
Fire truck. Well, what did he say to you? So you said what to him? He picked up the phone and he said, hello, David Beckwith.
And I said that the people at Graceland were rude, and the treatment Don and Mike got, they didn't deserve. And that was the end of what I had to say, and as I started to hang up on him, then that's when he started to say his part.
Okay.
Was it kind of like, did he say thank you?
No.
Did he say those thanking guys?
Mm-mm.
Did he say F you?
That's it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, just for future reference, when we say thank you, that's usually what that means.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you.
Hello, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Of course you didn't.
Hello, WJFK.
Oh, am I on the line?
Yes, hi, baby.
Hi.
Hi.
Listen, I called up and I asked your public relations department, and after she was telling me all the reasons I got rid of you, I asked them...
Hold on now. I'd like to know from somebody who can string a complete sentence together.
Okay.
And you sound like you can. When you called and they said we were kicked out, why did they say they kicked us out?
They said that you were making fun of the guests and some women were starting to cry and you were insulting the memory of Elvis.
I didn't see anybody cry.
Me either.
Well, and plus that's...
insulting the memory of Elvis. Who the hell is making money off this dead guy?
Who makes the rule?
I mean, I'm sorry, I don't mean to have a gasket here, but some people who make money off a dead guy for 15 years have the nerve to tell us this? Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm totally kidding. But the thing with Diana, I said, well, how do you justify them roughing Diana up? Well, how do you justify them even grabbing her? They should have just waited for the police to come if they...
Right.
Thought if there was going to be an altercation, they should have stepped back and waited for the...
Good point. And they said?
And they said, well, no one touched her. She, in her zeal to take the microphone and shove it in someone's face to instigate something, she tripped over a wire. And I said, well, I listen to the broadcast.
We've got
that's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah.
And in fact,
the behind-the-scenes effort that we're going to make is going to take charge, I think. We're going to start going on the behind-the-scenes efforts now.
With the incredible Infinity Lawyer team.
Aha.
All right.
Well, you know, I want to say one thing, though.
Yes.
It really was not very wise of them to send over security guard, because how are you to know who has the authority?
Exactly.
Precisely.
Exactly.
Very well thought out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, goodbye. Bye. Hello, WJFK.
Oh, hi, Don. Hi,
yes.
Mike.
Yes. Hi.
Like the young lady that just called, I called up and asked for the PR department. And I just want to say, as far as having a life, the reason I did this is I just figured you guys work so hard for us.
Oh, no, hey, and we think anybody who calls up there for us, for goodness sakes, you certainly do have a life, at least in our eyes. This is what the idiot at Graceland said.
Well, I wanted to do my part, so I called and asked for the PR department, and they asked what it was in reference to, and I told them it was the Don and Mike situation. So after being transferred, somebody said that a gentleman got on the phone and asked what it was in reference to. And again, I said the Don and Mike situation. And he said, well, we'll have someone get back to you. And he asked for my name and my number, which I gave him.
Yeah.
And I asked him before getting off the phone, and who am I speaking to? And he gave me the name of Don Johnson. And I just think if they're going to give a fictitious name, maybe they should go with Michael Eisner.
There you go.
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
He and Melanie Griffith are down there working security.
Yeah, they have those little name. They have the little name tags, too.
Hello, WJFK.
Don Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Don. I got a question for you.
Yes?
If you guys had the paperwork from Mr. Beckwith, how come they still kicked you off? You guys found the paperwork.
Here's the way it was explained to me. When the cop showed up, the cop said, I don't care what kind of paperwork you've got.
They can do anything they want because it's their private property.
The people who own the property say they don't care if you have a contract or not, you have to get off.
Oh, really?
And they said if we wanted to settle up with them, we would have to settle up in court.
So you guys are going to go all the way?
Sir, it's going to be, where have you heard this before? A $15 million lawsuit. Tell me where you might have heard that before. A slanderous lawsuit that's full of holes, that's right. $15 million worth.
$15
Good number.
Million.
And Don just pulled that number out of the air.
Right off the top of my head. I don't know where it came from. Thank you. Hello, WJFK.
Hi, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hi.
Good. Listen, I spent 5 weeks down in Memphis for corporate training, and we went down to Graceland for a weekend just for something to do. And I knew you guys were going to run into some trouble down there because we were making fun of Elvis the whole time, and people were looking at us like we had come from another planet or something. It was absolutely hysterical. And you have my permission to get my share as far as my admission fee back in your lawsuit.
Okay, well, we'll make sure we deliver it to you personally.
That'd be great.
That would be $15 million and 10. Hello, WJFK.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right, pretty good. Are we on the air?
Yes.
Cool. You guys were talking about all these transvestites and stuff.
Well, now you're changing subjects, but yes, we do have the 1-900-TRANSVESTITE hotline, yes.
Oh, yeah?
We've been trying to get our hands on, well, not really our hands on, but in touch with a real transvestite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, I just want to pass on a compliment for your shows the last couple of weeks. I've been unemployed, and it's been a real pickup in the afternoon to, listen to you guys as I'm driving around trying to find jobs and stuff. It's been a real real big fun thing.
Do you need a haircut? Did you hear Buzz's story about that place where you can get free haircuts?
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going to head down there tomorrow. Something different to do.
Good.
But I appreciate it. You guys had a wild time in Memphis.
You're my queen.
Yeah, you're my queen. Matter of fact, I was DJing Saturday night. And I hate to say it, but I was using that as I was playing Elvis.
Hey, then you're not so unemployed.
Yeah.
So you're sort of unemployed, but not. You have something part-time.
That's true. I'm definitely part-time DJ.
All right, you're my part-time queen.
Yeah, great, guys. Well, keep up the good work.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Bye, man.
All right, bye.
Bye, man. Hello, WJFK, last call.
I'd like to speak to Don and Mike.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Is this Buddy?
Buddy.
The driver.
Buddy the limo driver?
You got it.
Hi, Buddy.
How you doing, Buddy?
Pretty good. Hey, I just wondered, did these guys violate any FCC violations when they cut you off the air?
No, sir.
They did?
No, I don't think.
Don't worry about it, Buddy.
Okay. Well, next time y'all go someplace, let me know. I'll go there and back y'all up.
Hey, buddy, you're a big enough guy to do that.
You got it, buddy. See you later.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
All right, that was our good buddy.
What's his name again?
Buddy.
Oh, that's right.
Last name, Boy.
That's right, Buddy. Buddy Boy, 621. Well, thanks for the calls, folks. I think that we've covered the Graceland situation in its entirety.
Yep.
And we will let you know what happens behind the scenes with the legal action, getting the satellite money back, Diana's lawsuit, whatever.
And we want to thank Buddy for calling in with that that last tip-in.
What was that guy's name again?
He's the nutty guy they call, Nutty Buddy.
621. Hey, it's Nutty Buddy. It's the tape I've got. You want to talk nutty?
Oh, I'm really, in a weird, sick way, I'm looking forward to hearing this tape.
You won't be. You won't be once it rolls.
Okay.
Don and Mike, circa 1975. Folks, we are going to show you the incredible progress we have made, not only as humans,
right,
but as DJs.
Let me tell you something, folks. If you like the idea of Don and Mike squirming, well, you're going to get that. Your fantasy will be fulfilled.
That's right. Somebody better call Jack Diamond. This will be the only time he could ever make fun of us. When we play it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Play a tape from 1985. Next year, WJFK 622.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Don?
Going to Carlisle.
We certainly are. We're having a big bus trip up there on Wednesday.
Wednesday, we're going to be doing our show live outside the gates of Dickinson College, another one of our many trips where we have not quite been given total access, but what the heck, we're going to be right outside Dickinson College with the Redskins as they get set to break training camp. We're going on Wednesday.
Kind of a radio pep rally.
We're going to be bringing a big busload of wild partying Redskins fans with us.
All right.
And our trip is sponsored by the good folks at Jerry's Ford.
Yes, you want your car to have the best care possible, and so does Jerry Glanville's Ford in Annandale.
Jerry Van Dyke says he has quality care service to ensure that when your car needs special care, it gets it.
Jerry Ford's Ford service technician aren't just experienced, they're Ford trained.
All right. Jerry Burns, former coach of the Vikings.
There you go.
Jerry Burns says his technicians have hundreds of hours with high-tech training under the belt, and they're up on the latest techniques for repairing your car.
So visit Geriatrics Ford in Annandale.
No, that doesn't count. Geriatrics doesn't count.
All right, so visit Jerry Lewis's Ford in Annandale, Virginia, for quality care. After all, it may be your car,
but it's still their little baby.
If Jerry's not there, ask for Tom. Anybody other remember Tom and Jerry?
Here you go. For more information on quality care, call 703-256-5000.
Mike, that's 703-256-5000. Well, whatever.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry, they're sponsoring our trip.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
You got me with Jerry Glanville, my friend.
There you go.
703-256-5000. That's the number Jerry's Ford sponsoring our trip. The Carlisle rain on and off tonight, low 67. More chance of a rain tomorrow, the high 82. At 72 right now. Here's Stevie.
Good afternoon. Westbound on the east-west freeway, you'll find delays between Grub and Beach Drive. Police still working on a couple of incidents there. Look out for a disabled vehicle outbound Sousa Bridge. On the outer loop, traffic is slow from 193 as you make your way to Springfield. Police working an accident on the inner loop between 66 and Route 7. Also look out for a disabled vehicle, Cabin John, and the Claire Barton Parkway. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve. All right, it's 628. Let me start up the WJFK Wayback Machine again.
This is going to be very painful.
Now, I am moving, as you know. I purchased a home in Northern Virginia.
Yes.
Dale City, if you must know.
Okay, you're moving to the big Dale City area with your camouflage pants.
And we're now starting to go through junk in our basement, junk in our drawers, trying to find the stuff that we're going to be tossing.
What are you going through your drawers for?
We never know what kind of junk you're going to find in your drawers, Mike. And yesterday we were going through a bunch of stuff in the basement, and my wife said, look at this tape I found. This tape that is almost 7 years old.
Oh, dear.
We put it on, and I immediately started to shake and convulse. My nose started to bleed.
This is squirm time for you and I.
And some kind of squeege was coming out of my ears.
Spooge?
Yeah.
All right.
So I had a real bad reaction. If you ever really, really wanted to hear us when we were really, really jive DJs.
We were the jivest.
Now is your chance. Here we go.
Dick.
I believe I have been working afternoons at WAVA for about 4 or 5 months. They switched me to the morning show. They put Mike and I together, and we were known as the New Zoo.
The New Zoo.
All right, listen, folks, as we now prove that we can laugh at ourselves.
Okay.
Let's see how long this tape lasts. Let me also say that the problem is not with the tape, that you will not be able to understand what we're saying.
Because we're doing the DJ thing!
Woo! Try not to stop the tape anymore. Call in 105 WABA Stevie Wonder on the New Zoo. I'm Don Geronimo at 20 minutes after 8.
I am a part-time lover. I got lots of part-time lovers.
You smell like a barnyard animal, Julio.
Because I love my part-time lover.
My friend Julio and Leslie, please get out here. Now, Leslie, let's rock. Thank you, let's rock. It's 20. The hits keep coming. Call me at 105 WAVA Osgood Hall. I'm a family man. I got the wood.
station wagon. You can always tell a guy who whose wife runs his life when you see a guy out by himself trying to be cool, driving like a country squire wagon.
Yeah, you can tweak it down.
Pulling up to the light.
Hold on a second. I got to say, you know, the speed of this, I must say, is just a little accelerated because of the transfer.
Hey, baby.
Honey, what do you want me to get it? Honey, I
apparently we're
going to have to hear it at the slightly accelerated rate of speed, Mike. I can't really figure it out.
That'll be fun. I think it adds to the overall effect.
George just got his phone off the hook. Yeah, maybe this time he put it back on. Even if we get that recording, it would be okay this time around.
Well, it's called Babe Laufenberg.
Oh, babe, come on.
Babe.
You know, it's 25 after 8. Wake up, babe.
Babe Laufenberg, our favorite Redskins quarterback. Please wake up, babe. I hate it when that happens.
Of course, he's got something recorded for you right there.
Oh. Well, let's take it then. And I believe, babe, just picked up that telephone.
There
hello,
is.
Babe?
You've heard of Montana the Clark, Theismann the Monk. Now, out of the shadows, out of nowhere. They thought he was retired. They thought he was history. Babe Laufenberg to Don Geronimo. Never before seen in the history of the NFL.
What station do I work at, babe?
WAVA 105 FM.
You see, it's that NFL telephone that he's got because he's a quarterback. It's got one of those telephones that got, like, no distortion on it. It was fabulous.
Incredible.
WAVA 25, Pat.
Oh, yeah. First off, even though the tape is going fast, perhaps you can hear the annoying laugh in the background.
It sounds something like this.
That's going to be on the tape constantly.
Oh, no.
Here we go now. Medic Center. Folks, this was a long time ago. We like to think we've progressed past this. We're playing it so you'll respect us more now.
Some would say we've regressed, but it's not true when you listen to this tape.
And at this time, we were considered like one of the best zoos in America.
That's right.
December holiday sale now in progress at all six of the Cosmetic Center.
Hey, Margie Lou.
WAVA 27 past 8. Let's go to David. Don't call me Dave Haynes.
Good morning, Washington. Time now, 827. I'm David Haynes with the WAVA 105 second news update.
Dave,
wow.
Did you notice that?
Are you in a garbage can or something?
I think he's on Mars.
There's this equipment in here this morning.
Oh,
there it is.
Hey, the chipmunk.
All right, David.
It's like some of that equipment in the military. You got to give it a good...
Hold on a second.
Before
your newscast, let's check in with the WAVA engineers to see if they're fixing that problem. Guys?
You dummy.
Oh, there you go.
Don't you dare hit me in
the... It was quite the master of the wacky tape, wasn't it? Well, don't worry, though, Mike. One of your great impressions is coming up.
Oh, no.
So don't laugh too loudly.
Okay.
Why don't you do things right?
There you go. Is it fixed?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see.
Isn't that amazing? It worked.
28 past 8.
It's like this jumbo jet that lost the wing this morning. Let's find out how they're carrying traffic. Kim?
Well, out in Montgomery County, it's slow going, David. This traffic update brought to you by Dial Doctors. Some problems on 270 inbound. We did have an accident.
I'm just gonna go past Kim's part.
Okay, you're dying to get to the part where I do the impression, right?
Yeah, you're Maurice.
Oh, no.
Just wait.
What? Has traffic slowing before Route 50? Because of that, I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
WAVA, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time is 8:30. It's sports time with Maurice. And get this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Maurice now has a sponsor.
We got a sponsor.
Yes, Maurice with Sports is brought to you by Heartbeat Figure Salons. Take it away, Maurice.
It's fitness centers. It's fitness centers, David. Heartbeat Fitness Centers. Get my sponsor right.
All right, fitness centers.
David, did you know the average American woman gains 8 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day?
No.
That makes me ill.
Me too.
The most successful promotion in the history of Heartbeat Fitness Centers.
You don't have to look at Buzz. You don't have to make it worse. You're sitting there looking at Buzz like,
I can't look at you.
Why don't you guys just elbow each other a little bit?
Through this weekend, you can join any Heartbeat for a one-time fee, and it's nothing. $49. It's fantastic. Then all you have to do is pay $1 for...
This is only the commercial. You've still got the whole sports cast to go.
I'm looking forward to it.
No catches. They're all there.
This isn't the same Maurice that I used to... I mean, it's like before I started doing them in a certain way.
As you go. The only commitment...
Sounds exactly the same to me, Maurice.
Shut up.
Now, Washington women have been responding.
Oh, yeah.
Great numbers. Heartbeat features exercise.
I want to go away.
Just for women. Of course, I can use it sometimes. Saunas, private showers, and personalized service.
It's a 3-minute commercial.
Heartbeat is famous for. Heartbeat has locations in Marlin, Carrollton, Greenbelt, Rockville, and Bowie. You can call 731-5900. And ladies, this offer absolutely will end this Saturday. So get your buns over there, okay?
Oh, I don't believe somebody is actually paying you to read their commercials, Maurice.
Oh, stop it, John. Don.
John.
Pig.
Hey.
You're such a pig. You're a beast, and so are you, David. Happy Monday, though. I told you the Tiger Stripes just don't cut it in RFK Stadium. And yesterday, those nasty Bengal guys found out the hard way. It was our skin squeaky.
Thank you.
Only because I like y'all. Fast forward to this.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right. Remember who's the one that likes you on this show.
That's right. Thank you. I owe you.
27 to 24.
All right.
I owe you on that one. That was enough pain.
And other sports. Like...
Oh, boy. You got a lot of air time.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Man, there's some of that good... Some of that good
shtick where we use the snare drum, huh? Snare drum and the laughter.
Your equipment.
I've always heard
your equipment. No, I'm not going to say that.
What was that sound? Where'd that come from?
This equipment in shape, can't you, Maurice?
Oh, David.
Maurice, Quick Sports was brought to you by Heartbeat Fitness Centers.
Thank you.
And WAVA Washington weather for meteorologist Bill Kamal. Going to be a beautiful day. Sunshine, high of 43. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 28. Temperature now 30 in America's greatest city. Like they used to do in old Top 40 radio, I could say just ahead of much more music on the John Geronimo Mike O'Meara show.
Oh.
I'm David Haynes, 105 W.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
AVA!
David Haynes, I just want you to know I don't like polyester and I would never go near your equipment, okay?
Dave, I'm glad to see you at work on those comedy skills over the weekend.
As for you, Don Geronimo, you are a pig.
No, you're a pig, Maureen.
You are a pig. That's all there is to it.
8:33 at noon.
Noon. I've been
wondering. Hey, you're pretty tight at the new shoe. Embarrassing, you bet.
Hello.
Hey,
man, I got somebody
who wants
to see Special K, babe.
You
want to
talk to Special K?
Yeah.
All right.
Come on in, Special K.
Yeah, chill out, homeboy.
You ready? Yeah, give me a second, man. Just give me a second, man.
Yeah, Buzz is having his head cocked like the RCA dog.
I don't blame him. Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it, Buzz?
Like, Buzz listening to this go, what the hell is this?
Yeah, what the hell was that?
You know what? This pulled an 8-share.
Sure did, gang.
Yeah.
What is this guy saying?
Who was that?
Brother Luke, I believe.
Brother Luke, baby, you guys are heavy.
Yeah. We're licking and singing like Popeye's chicken. Thanks for listening to the new zoo.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ciao.
That's the other thing we used to do a lot was saying stuff together. Like it's licking and sticking.
Like Popeye's chicken.
All hit 105 WAVA Buckwheat at 8:41 on the New Morning Zoo. I'm Don Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
And it's 19 minutes until 9 o'clock.
Hey.
And my wife, Frida, has hurt my feelings.
How did she do that?
You know, we called her a minute ago to get an update on what she thinks of the show.
What'd she say?
She told me that I sound,
what was the word?
Sound retarded?
Like,
is this the first one?
Adrenaline?
Is this the first show?
Probably among the first week of shows, I think.
That's because you have 14...
I can't understand why that would happen.
You had 14 Coca-Colas.
You want to know how many big gulps
super big gulps I have had since 5:30 this morning.
These are huge. These things are massive.
I'm working on the third one right now. No wonder I sound like I'm talking fast breathing because Diet Coke's got a lot of caffeine, and I want to tell you, I feel like a laboratory rat.
Can we get somebody get Don a keg of soda here, please?
It is 8:41 at WAVA. We have the Christmas Wish coming up after 9 a.m. A chance for somebody to win their wildest fantasy, and crooks are stupid.
Yeah.
After we check in with the boomer.
This Travaguette is...
The boomer! Hey, the boomer.
You tell him it, man.
4193, the inner loop to the boomer.
Hey, the boomer!
You can guess I'm on the side of the bridge now.
Boy, we were awful.
How much more is on this? No, what's that?
Getting up to the 11th Street Bridge and staying slow, westbound on the freeway over towards South Capitol Street. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Time now for America's favorite comedy feature. We like to call it...
Oh, enough.
Yeah.
Those were the days, my friend.
There you go.
Hey, aren't we good now, huh? Aren't we good now? I never knew the laugh that John had was... He did that all the time, didn't he?
That's right, man. That's a shine you do on a show and it's not really funny, Mike.
You do that so people think you're funny, man.
Oh, God.
Be right back.
I'm going to be sick.
WJFK, I told you.
Oh.
6:41.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK. Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
Quarter till 7.
Buzz will have news, qualify somebody for our trip to Carlisle here in a couple of minutes on WJFK. Now here's Stevie with sometimes reliable traffic.
Good evening. If you're on the top half of the Beltway, the drive is pretty good on the inner loop from Bethesda to Silver Spring. Southbound 395 is a slow drive off 9 to the Beltway, but you'll want to line up early on the inner and outer loop to go southbound on 95. Heading westbound on the east-west freeway, look out for an accident at Beach Drive. Also, Clara Barton Parkway at Cabin John Interchange. There's a disabled vehicle there. Stevie Bridgewaters with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Thank you, Steve Marino.
Quarter until 7 for me.
Hello, WJFK.
Yeah, when is Don and Mike taking their trip up to Carlisle?
We are going Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday.
All right.
All right, son.
Thanks a lot.
All right, goodbye. Bye. Hello, WJFK. Oops, I'm sorry. Somebody else there? Hello?
Yes. Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay, thank you. I just heard that during...
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 15.
15, all right. I'll accept the call for a 15-year-old.
Go ahead, 15-year-old.
I just heard during mid-spring that Jack Diamond was doing a feature called Crooks Are Stupid. And I thought it was an original idea.
Jack, you're what a surprise.
And really, whenever you refer to him on the show, can you refer to him as his proper name, Harvey Joel Fisher?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Harvey Joel Fisher.
Yeah, that's better. That's better. Right, thank you. Hey, we're looking at chicken like Popeye's chicken.
Thank you.
Jack, I'm Jack Diamond, alias...
Harvey Joel Fisher.
Crooks Are Stupid, a totally new and original idea I got for my show.
Because I care.
I have a gun, you know.
Thank you.
I'm 3 feet tall.
You know?
JFK.
Speak. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, hello.
Yes, hello.
Good news. I got the fax number for Graceland.
Oh! All right, way to go. You've been doing your homework.
There we go. Hey, let's escalate this thing, you know. Let's, like, throw the real technology in. 1901. 3321636.
You know what, my good man? I believe you've got it. Give it to me one more time.
901 3321636.
Do you have a Nintendo?
No, I don't. What I have a computer with a fax board in it.
I was going to give you.
Technology is wonderful.
Give you a Nintendo game. How about next best thing I can do? How about tickets to see Ray Charles?
Where at?
Does it matter? At Wolf Trap.
Sure.
Okay. Wonderful evening.
Sounds so wonderful.
Well, you're not enthused about that prize?
Yes, I'm enthused. I'm enthused.
No, forget it. That's how it works. Taking it back. Hello, WJFK.
Don and Mike, glad you're back safely.
Yes.
Tonight's a big night. Everybody gets to see Harry Cohen. We just want to find out what his number is.
Harry Cohen!
With the Detroit Lions.
Now, didn't he intercept a pass and score a touchdown?
Yeah, he did last week.
He did last week. Tonight they're playing again.
All right, now remember, folks, we selected this guy about a month ago as our up-and-coming NFL Player of the Year,
Harry Colon,
for the Detroit Lions. Well, listen, because you've called into that, would you like the Ray Charles tickets?
I'd love it.
All right, a pair of tickets to see Ray Charles at Wolf Trap. I don't think that the Aha girls will be there.
Is that on the 7th? Is that on Wednesday?
I don't know. It's August 18th. Well, you can't make it. It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow. That's great, because I plan on driving up to Carlisle on Wednesday.
For goodness sakes, it's tomorrow. All right, well, you got the tickets, and thanks for listening.
That's great.
All right, what's your number one station?
WJFK.
And you've never really watched a football game until you've seen Colon in the end zone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot.
I tell you what, can you imagine the play-by-play? That guy had colon all over it. 3:48. Oh, we do have a... Hold on. Buzz, bear with me.
Okay.
News is coming up, but right after the news, we will give two tickets away to join us on the WJFK party bus to Carlisle.
All right.
All right, now we have a total of 36 seats on the bus to give away. The bus is courtesy of TNS Bus Service. For charter, group tour, and package information, please call them in 301-894-3276. On the bus, we will provide food. That's right, barbecue from Red Hot and Blue.
Mm, good stuff.
Hanover pretzels and Saratoga water.
That's right, no soft drinks, just water. We'll give you barbecue and water.
And pretzels.
There you go.
So it's BYOB, I guess.
Absolutely.
Listen, now, if you want to go, we'll give away two seats. We will give away the first two seats on the party bus.
That means you get to sit in the front of the bus.
Here's what we're going to do when we come back from News with Buzz. We'll take calls until we get the person who sings the most impassioned version of Hail to the Redskins.
We want emotion. We want tears.
Folks, I mean, you got to sing it like you truly mean.
Hail to the Redskins.
You're my queen, man. Something like that. Right. We'll answer the calls and give away a couple of tickets in a moment here on WJFK. Now with the last newscast, where is time going? Here's Buzz.
Burnt dinner and martini time, 6:50. Those UN weapons inspectors say Iraq has been cooperative this time around. They say they ran into no opposition, and they say they gathered some valuable information about Iraq's ballistic missile program. Information they say will come in handy in future inspections. But none of this is keeping the U.S. and its allies from considering an ultimatum ordering Saddam Hussein to stop terrorizing Shiite Muslims or face a military strike. President Bush was hinting at a tax cut when he was interviewed by CNN today. A tax cut. He said there'll be more on that in his acceptance speech at this week's Republican convention. Bush campaign officials say he'll also talk about his plans for the economy without getting too bogged down in details. If there's one thing that has the delegates united at the convention, though, it's the re-election of George Bush. And if there's one thing that divides the convention, it's the subject of abortion. The delegates did adopt, without changes, the platform today, including the call for a constitutional amendment banning most abortions. But California Senator John Seymour couldn't help but mention his own views when he took the podium today. He was booed a little when he proclaimed himself pro-choice.
Today I'm entirely happy with our party platform to be untrue. I, for one, believe that it should be changed. However, there is much, much more in our party's platform that unites us than divides us.
Jack Kent Cook, meanwhile, is going to the people to get support for his Alexandria Stadium plans. At the University of Virginia in Charlottesville, Mr. Cook paid for the handbills that are now posted on bulletin boards and up in the athletic department. The handbills carry a headline that reads, Stadium, Yes. Permission for the handbills came from Governor Wilder. Mr. Cook is also turning to the pros for help. He's hired a nationally known pollster, two public relations firms, a law firm, and a lobbying outfit to help push the proposal. Entertainer Wayne Newton today filed for bankruptcy. Newton rose from child star to Las Vegas headliner. Today he's $20 million in debt. The bankruptcy filing includes just about everything Newton owns, including his Arabian horse ranch, his mansion outside Vegas, and his property in Tahoe. And finally, a linguist at Sydney University thinks newcomers' introduction to Australian culture should include a course in swearing. Brian Taylor says there's a lot of profanity in the land down under, but he says a lot of the terms are uniquely Australian, so outsiders might not understand. He believes all language courses for foreign students and immigrants should cover swearing, so so people will know when they're being cursed at, or so they won't unwittingly use an offensive expression. Taylor says, it's like teaching sex education in schools. He says, awkward as it is, somebody's got to do it. At 7 till 7, WJFK Sports and Weather, next. WJFK Sports, the Orioles are off tonight after yesterday's 15-2 loss to the Kansas City Royals. The O's play the Mariners tomorrow. That loss yesterday dropped the Birds 3 games back of the first-place Toronto Blue Jays. Coach Gibbs says he enjoyed his first football game abroad. It was the 17-15 loss to the 49ers the coach could have done without. For years, Gibbs refused to play a preseason game in Europe because he feared the distractions, but he agreed this year after a vote by the players showed overwhelming support for the trip. And Harry Colon makes his debut on Monday Night Football tonight.
That's right.
WJFK weather, rain off and on tonight with a low around 67. Partly cloudy tomorrow, chance of rain, high around 82. Right now 72 in Washington, 71 in Baltimore, 72 in Philadelphia, and 63 in Boston.
Mm.
I'm Buzz Burbank on W.
5, 4, 3, 2, eh. Time's up.
JFK.
Thank you, Buzz.
And Geronimo and Michael Mara,
WJFK. 365. All right, now here's the deal. We are going to Carlisle on Wednesday. The big caravan.
Doing a live broadcast. We're going to fill a bus of people up for a wonderful three-hour drive. Two and a half hours, 3 hours, Carlisle?
Oh, whatever. It's still going to be a good time.
Something like that. Now, tomorrow we will be giving away the majority of the tickets, but just to whet your appetite,
we're going to give away the first two.
That's right. Now, these seats, depending on how you look at a bus ride, are either the best or the worst seats to have.
Exactly.
I know that at times when I was a kid, and heck, even now as I ride our Metro buses throughout our fine city.
And that's really the only way you travel. A lot of people don't know that about you. No subway for Don.
No,
Metro bus all the way.
I bus it, man.
Yep.
The up front, quite oftentimes, is the most interesting seat on a bus, where you get to see what's happening outside, you get to chat with the driver, you get the view of everybody behind you.
Plenty of great visibility.
Now, I'm guessing that this bus will also be... Does the bus have a bathroom on it?
I hope it's got a toilet. I hope it's got a toilet. Does the Diana, do you know if the bus has a toilet or not?
Fully accommodated.
I guess that means a toilet.
Comes with women, I guess, right? All right, well, the bus company is T&S Bus Service. Trust me, we'll make sure we get a big bus.
You say T&A bus?
T&S.
Oh, T&S.
We'll make sure we get a big bus with a nice big commode on it.
Good.
We'll have food from Red Hot and Blue, Hanover pretzels, and Saratoga water.
And if the bus doesn't have a head on it, we'll actually bring one of those porta-potties aboard.
All right, now let's take the calls. All you have to do is sing Hail to the Redskins, but we want the most impassioned Hail to the Redskins you can give us.
All right.
Okay? Hello, WJFK.
Hello.
Oh, somebody chickened out already.
You lose.
Hello, JFK.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Heather.
This is Heather, did you dial the phone yourself?
No, my daddy did.
Oh. Your daddy did.
How old are you, Heather?
10.
Where's your daddy at?
Feeding the baby up in his room.
He's feeding his baby. Oh, did your daddy want to talk to us on the radio?
No, I wanted to sing it.
You did?
Aww.
Well, how can we possibly pick against a little 10-year-old girl?
Of course, we've done it before. Yes, we have. It depends on how cruel we're feeling at the time.
All right, let's hear you sing the song. Go ahead.
Okay. Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory.
Not much passion.
Raise on the warpath.
You bet.
Fight for all to see. On our path to school, we want a lot more. Fight on until we have won. Sons of Washington. Rah, rah, rah.
Mm. Oh, I think that was super, and I am not kidding. I don't care what evil Uncle Mike thinks.
Very good, Heather.
That was good, Heather. Hold on a second, honey. We'll let you know if you win or not.
Oh, no, you're going to give it to her, aren't you?
Hello, WJFK. I don't know. Let's see. Hello.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, baby.
How you doing, baby?
Just fine. Hi, baby.
You know, I was wondering if you wanted me to sing it in my regular style or in the Elvis rendition, Hail to the Redskins.
Well, whatever you think might win you the tickets.
Well, gee, well, I guess I'll have to go for the Elvis.
All right, try the Elvis. Well, what's your name, please?
Chrissy.
All right, Chrissy.
Okay.
Good luck, Chrissy.
Thank you.
Hail to the Redskins, a hail victory, oh my God. Brains on the wall path, for only thing.
See, the kid loses.
Yeah. Scalp and swamp them, we'll take a big score, hello, baby. Weep them, touchdown, we want to hit more. fight on, till you have won. Sons of Washington, rah, rah, rah. Hail to the Redskins, hail the victory, a brave on the warpath, love you, son.
for all they say.
You're my queen,
Bravo!
Man. You're my queen. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right. Boy, that's two. There's two there. Pretty good right there.
That's right. The kid and the Elvis impersonator.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
WJFK. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Kent.
Kent, where are you from?
From Alexandria.
What do you do, sir?
I'm a technical writer.
All right, let's hear your best. Hail the Redskins.
All right.
Impassioned, please.
Very impassioned. Hail to the Redskins.
If you want to do it Elvis style, that would be impacted, not impassioned.
Hail victory.
Harry Cohen on TV tonight.
Braves on the warpath. Fight for all DC.
I think he's on Star Search.
I think
Sam Harris.
He's Peter Allen.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
The late Peter Allen.
I'm sorry about that.
Hey, guys.
Damn, there you go again, Mike.
No, you don't cry, please. Don't.
Hello. I go to Rio. De Janeiro. Rio Mayo.
Everything old is new again.
Legs diamond. God, did I love the play. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Hey, we're running late on time. Forget it. Thanks for listening. Let's give them to the kid and the lady, okay?
Good idea. That's right. I was hoping you'd come to that compromise.
Let me see. Are you there, kid? Heather?
Yes.
Are you there? You win.
Oh, thank you,
Dad. Yay! Way to go, Heather. And now, Chrissy, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. You win, too.
All right.
Okay? All right. So, Heather, you have your daddy. Do you like the Redskins, Heather?
Yes.
You make sure your daddy brings you down on the bus on Wednesday, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Chrissy, we'll see you there, too.
All right.
All right, listen.
Okay, number one.
All right, there you go, from the mouth of a 10-year-old.
Isn't she
okay,
sweet?
Bye.
All right, Daddy, don't hang up, okay, Heather?
Okay.
All right, you either, Chrissy.
Okay.
Hey, baby, what's your favorite radio station being an adult woman?
Hey, baby.
Say it again.
WJFK.
Come on, say it again, man.
WJFK, baby.
Hold on a second. We'll give away all the rest of the tickets for the bus during tomorrow's show.
All right.
All righty, it's 7 o'clock, and it's almost tofu time.
Howard Stern all morning, Don and Mike all afternoon, and G. Gordon Liddy midday. 106.7 FM and 1300 AM WJFK.
Hi, everybody. This is Johnny Holiday.
And this is Coach Joe Gibbs.
Hello, Coach Gibbs. Hey, tough loss over in London the other day, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, we have to prepare for the regular season, Johnny, and, well, that's why I like to spend a lot of time at Worldgate.
Do you really? Hey, Coach, tell me, Johnny Holiday, some of the stuff you like about Worldgate.
Well, of course, they got tennis.
Well, tennis, yeah, that's right. East somebody.
But golf is great.
Four?
You know, Pat likes coming in and having lunch and going to the sauna.
Oh, your lovely wife, that's right. In the nude, that's a nude sauna, isn't it?
The basketball course.
The hoops. Oops.
And a big teabagging room.
Teabagging, of course.
Thank you.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, and G. Gordon Liddy, 106.7 FM and 1300 AM, WJFK.
You know what we called, Coach Gibbs last week in London, my wife said to me when I got home, she said, do you think Joe Gibbs knows what teabagging is? I stopped for a second. I said, what do you mean Joe Gibbs doesn't know who Madonna is?
That's what we're counting on.
705 WJFK. Boy, you are ready to burst, aren't you, Steve?
Yes, I am.
All right, here she is, ready to drop that baby any moment.
I love watching you laugh, Steve. I'm
going to turn my back. He's standing here looking at my stomach like a bowl full of jelly over here.
Rain off and on tonight, low 67. More rain tomorrow with a high 82. Hey, we're running late, Steve.
Yeah,
the show is over.
Yeah.
Give me the traffic. 72 right now.
Okay, some late accidents this evening. Route 50 at Prosperity. Police working with an accident there. Westbound 66, just west of 29. Eastbound 66 at Fair Oaks. Look out for an accident. Also, outbound Clara Barton at the Cabin John Parkway. Accident in clearing stages. Stevie Bridgewater's with Metro Traffic for WJFK.
Peace.
Peace, baby.
Peace. See you tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yep, that's it. We got to go. Hello, WJFK.
The Don and Mike show is over.
Did you say over?
It sounded like a DJ.
Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Yeah.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Listen to the news, Zoo.
Hell no!
Hello.
Germans?
It ain't.
The Gaddity's
going.
It ain't over now.
Hello.
Because when the going gets tough.
Hello. Charlie Warren. Hey, the news, Zoo. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
Burlington.
Let's get going. Who's with me?
I'm with you. Stop that. Sorry. Stop that. Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Consider yourself to be a Ray Charles fan?
Yeah, what the hell?
You are now.
You want a pair of tickets to see Ray Charles at Wolf Trap? I guarantee it'll be a good show. It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night sounds great.
All right, have a great time. Thanks a lot for listening.
Hey, listen, is Harry Carey going to make an appearance back on the LBJ show?
I'll put the request in. Consider it done, sir.
Man, let me tell you, the last time, 2 weeks ago, he was on there, I went in my pants. I was laughing so hard.
Well, thanks, Hagen. Now, that reminds me, we should try to play Jeopardy tomorrow, huh?
Hooray!
Well, we had too much Graceland today. Hey, what's your favorite radio station?
That's WJFK.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my good man. We got to go. Surf is next back from vacation. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, keep the faxes, keep the phone calls, keep the telegrams coming to Graceland.
Yes.
We'll let you know what the deal is tomorrow. We got to go. And Diana.
Yes.
Hey, should we still work out, please, my little bruised banana?
Jaws of Hell, 106.7 FM, WJFK.
Thank you, Ann.
So long, everybody.
Good boy.
Don't be so tight. Give my daddy more money.